When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But now we are.
Now we are here for one last final fiesta.
Final.
All the right friends in all the right places. Oh yeah, we're going down. We got all the right friends in all the right places. Oh yeah,
we're going down. And for all the people who say we shouldn't sing on this podcast,
to that I say, fuck you, incest yourself. With grit of fist and put it in your ass.
Shove it in deep and twist it like a corkscrew. And
fuck yourself. Kind of hurts.
But really, fuck yourself.
Yeah, fuck you.
We will sing.
I'll sing.
I'll sing if I want. AKA, sorry, we're just kidding. Don't actually fuck yourself and keep listening.
Yeah. Keep listening. Anyone that is like gets mad and like has a mad thing to say about my podcast, I'm never like, don't listen. I'm no. Like, cool, keep listening.
Troll me. You're like,
drag me, bitch.
Drag me
to hell.
Drag me, bitch. It's like,
I'm like, I guess it's good that you're still listening. If you have something to mad about.
I love when people get mad. I love when, like, I see on Twitter, like, people are getting mad.
They roll up their sleeves. I've been mad.
I'm mad. I've been mad a lot lately. I do it too.
I've been mad on Twitter before.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I think I've called out, like, airlines, which I think we've talked about as, like, a huge babe.
Yeah, when a famous person's like, hey, Delta, this isn't okay. Like, when Annie McDowell, we were talking about, she did an amazing tweet yesterday, which I'll
Annie
read in
McDowell
a second.
McDowell was all of us. She encapsulated in this tweet, yeah, you need to read it, how exactly I feel about Twitter, except for like the mean thing, because I don't, we'll break it down.
It was a little bit like millennials. Annie McDowell tweeted yesterday.
She's also like 60.
She's
stunningly beautiful, gorgeous, and an icon, and I love her with every fiber of my being.
Yeah.
She's great in that movie.
She was also in The Muse.
She was also in The Muse, another underrated...
Great movie.
Great
movie. Iconic.
A great movie. And she was in Groundhog Day, another great movie. She's the best.
She tweeted, I have failed at Twitter.
Same.
That's the beginning. I like it to catch up on info and read articles.
What articles?
My sharing has mostly caused me pain. I read mean things from people I don't know. True. It opens me up to sarcasm and too many mean people. Also true. I am a different generation. I don't understand that kind of joy. So it's like a little shaming. Like, we're all like these callous.
It's just so I think she's coming to terms with her own mortality.
Yeah. I thought it was a brave.
It's brave. It's real. It's honest. It's raw.
I love a raw Andy.
Tell me what she said.
To the airline?
Yeah.
She one time tweeted at like Delta or American Airline, like some error happened with flights and she had to get like pushed to another flight. And she was like, you know, dear Delta Air, thanks to you, I have to sit in tourist class. And it was a photo of her and coach.
Tourist class.
And it was like her with all these like commoners. Like yeah. Us. And she's like, she said tourist class. Which I just thought that was.
Woo. Can you imagine are a if different like generation?
Can you imagine if your mom tweeted that? I'd be like, mom.
I'd lol.
Yeah, I'd be like, you're right.
My mom's always like, you tell too many stories that start with my mom.
About your pod.
Yeah.
I know my mom was just my parents were just visiting for the week, and my mom. Anytime I like tweet something she says, she's always like, oh. Like, yeah. I love to quote my mom because she's mm-hmm. she's very quotable, and she'll just
moms
be like,
moms are quotable. They're content farms.
Or she'll say something and immediately go, are you going to tweet that?
Same.
Oh, update. We went to, my mom had never been to any of the,
oh, yeah, this
I know,
is exciting.
I really regret not telling you to come meet us.
I was sad a little when I saw the photo. I was sorry. Like, what about me? But then I got over it.
And what about me?
And how about me for
a
change?
How about me for a change?
How about you think about my feelings for one hot second one at Delta? Now look what you've done. Carrie didn't invite me.
Tourist class.
I'm sitting here in tourist class, aka my apartment.
Which is, anyway.
It is.
It's not tourist
class.
It's
not tourist.
It's very chic in here.
It's not tourist.
No, we went to... I took my parents for their last night. My mom really wanted to go to Tom Tom. She really...
Bless.
So my mom really only got into Vanderpump this last season because she liked listening to your podcast.
Love that.
But she hasn't watched all the other seasons, but she's gotten really like into it
mm-hmm.
just from this one season. So she really wanted to go to Tom Tom. She really gets a kick out of those boys. So I took my parents to Pump.
I was and like, then, where did you take them? You're like, I took them to Va. I was like, Va-va-voom?
Va-va-voom. I called Tom Tom multiple times to make a reservation because they don't have
they
open
don't
table.
That.
They don't answer.
They don't do
so
that.
So I was like, do I have to physically drive there to make a fucking reservation
for 4 people?
You can't make
a reservation at Tom Tom.
Yeah, that's my one complaint with Tom Tom is please answer your phones.
No. To that they say, I don't think so.
Or just have open table. Anyway,
no, mm-mm.
So I was
don't
like,
so either.
I was like, I guess we'll
you just
go
just
to
show up there,
yeah.
and pray.
Well, I was like, it was a Monday, so I was like, I guess we'll just go to Pump.
Yeah.
So we went to Pump. It was nice. It was Pump.
Yeah.
And then my mom said, I really want to go over on the way home. I want to just stop into Tom Tom. So I took my dad. I was with my boyfriend, and we went in, and we just let him. We let him just run around. My mom was like, I want to go look really fast. So she bolted through the back to the table and I watched her do like a lap. She just went and looked and she came back and went, it's cute, but the flowers are fake.
Stop calling me.
So that was kind of an amazing little.
A good read.
Little read.
Also, it is like all the flowers are fake, which is wild when you think about Lisa.
I know.
And her like obsession with flowers.
Also, her Vanderpump Rosé is like. All stacked together on a shelf and there's like candles behind it. So it mm-hmm. looks like it's like glowing.
Yeah.
It's just a weird place.
It's a really bizarre place. It is like where the space time continuum comes to die.
And I had a seltzer and they come in those like vases. They're like Waterford.
They now have, they must have changed their glassware.
Oh,
do they still have those metal menus? Oh, I guess you weren't eating.
No, we just had the cocktail list, but they give drinks and like soda and like seltzer water, they give them in giant Waterford glasses, like heavy.
They love a when heavy moment at Tom Tom.
My mom went, I don't like Waterford. And I was like, love.
I like her feedback.
Yeah, right?
Lisa needs that.
She's like, everyone likes, she's like, a lot of people like Waterford, but I just don't like it.
Fair.
But it was a good time. Tom Tom is a good vibe.
It's great in there.
And then my mom made me and Simon kiss each other underneath
the Tom and Tom photo,
which was cute. But there were like spectators. But it was a cute moment.
I liked it.
If you wanna do it, like it's a good kissing spot.
The final verdict on Tom Tom is I love it.
Fucking love it.
Yeah, I love it there.
The crowd is weird as
the crowd
hell.
Is bizarre. It's like a mixture of people that are going there with a knowledge of like what it is, and then just like randos that are like, this is cool.
Yeah, look at this cool bar with gears.
Yeah.
And a cauldron.
Mm-hmm. A bubbling cauldron.
Yeah. The staff is way more attractive than...
Did you see that really hot guy?
No, I told you... Oh, the
Where
one we talked
he?
About?
Is he back at
I
Sir?
I think he's at Sir.
Damn it.
We should go like interview
we
him.
We gotta go get him on the pod.
Yeah.
God. We're like, what do you think of high society?
He's I'm
like,
so happy you knew exactly who I was talking about.
Of course I did.
It was like astonishing, kind of.
Yeah. I think about him quite often.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how I will engage with the next season of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, also, sorry. We walked last week. I walked by Sir in the lot and they were filming.
Yeah. And in the alley?
In the alley. And it was a new girl.
Yeah.
I think it's
that Dana.
Yeah, that blonde.
I've met her.
Oh, you have?
She seems like a real spitfire. I'm excited for her energy because she felt like kind of vintage Vanderpump to me. Like, I feel like she'll bring something fresh to the table, which
yeah.
God knows we need it.
God knows.
But I'm like, how, if Vanderpump Rules continues in the vein that it has been, which I fully feel like, I feel like there was like, you know, it's like BC and AD with Vanderpump Rules, where BC was like everything before season 7, and then season 7 onwards. Was last season season 7 or season 6? It was 7.
Seven.
Yeah. Season 7 onwards is going to be like a whole new vibe that's like very produced and inauthentic and like fake. And
they're going to like want us to like, look how domestic we are and normal.
Yeah. And like they're going to do like bits where like the producers come up with like storylines that we're supposed to like think are hilarious. But it's like not going to bring that same kind of joy as like true, authentic, messy.
Wait, Seth.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
So I'm like, how am I going to engage with this and not let it negatively affect my life like the last season did, where I was like, everything I do is pointless. Like, it really took me to a dark place.
You had like an existential...
I had a really dark reckoning of the soul, because it was like Vanderpump was... I was just like, when I discovered it, it felt right to me.
Yeah.
And it felt like so of the moment and like important.
Yeah.
And meaningful. And then it got to be meaningless, bad entertainment. But then it, you know, like I have, and obviously I don't have to talk about it, but I kind of like do in a way for this podcast. But I was like, I know a lot of people that I really respect their taste in like reality TV, and they still get a lot of joy out of watching it. So I'm like, how do I approach this with like a sense of joy and appreciation?
Maybe the new blood will...
It'll like inject something into the mix. Yeah. I just like, I don't know how I'm going to do it.
It looked like she was fighting with Brittany.
Apparently, she and Brittany and Jax don't get along, so she's going to, like, stir up drama between them.
Did they have, like, a ill-fated three-way or something?
I don't know. I have faith in her, though. She gave me the exact vibe I wanted from, like, someone in her position.
Have you talked about...
I like that they're, like, they tried to be, like, as diverse. They were, like, we'll get, like, a trans person. Billy Lee quit.
Well, you were telling me about Jax's... So Jax is doing, like, bits now. Have you already talked
Jax
about it?
Jax is, like, trying to be, like, funny on Instagram.
We watched some of his stories before this. And
which... It's like stresses me out.
It's like him driving down Laurel Canyon, like, into the valley, being like, what is this system?
But he's just, like, so filled with rage that it, like... To the untrained eye, you might think, like, wow, this is someone that is funny. If you're a fucking idiot. But, like... if you are like me or Carrie, you see it and you say, wow, this is someone that has a lot of unresolved anger issues.
Yeah.
Who hates his mother.
Oof.
And like...
has like weird, yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Seated mommy issues that are now coming out as like Instagram comedy. But like, I don't know.
When I see that video, I see call your mom.
Yeah.
And make amends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fair.
Forgive her.
Forgive her.
That's what I see.
But yeah, I'm just like, how am I going to like make peace with where we're at now? Because I feel betrayed by Vanderpump Rules and like all involved.
Well, I'm curious as to if Lisa will now, just because it's going to be her sole focus.
Yeah.
Is she going to just like let it rip and like as a producer be like, we got to
up the ante.
Got to up the ante.
I think Lisa's not into authenticity or.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I think that she has gone the opposite direction and is now very like.
I'm an actress.
She's an actress. She's very like Trumpian in that way where it's like. We're going to tell the story that and the narrative, push the narrative that I want to push.
Can I say one thing that was funny that made us, we actually all, when we were at dinner, it smelled like fire for a minute. And, and Simon jokingly went, I think she's going to, I think she's starting her new.
It's about that time. It's been open for almost a year. I'd say in the fall is a good time. Fall 2019.
Turn on your transistor radios.
When the first fire will go down. Open up your Citizen app and scroll just over. Just wait.
If you're in WeHo, if you hear a distant siren, stop and think.
Lisa?
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 Something needs to catch on fire. It's been a long time. It's interesting that nothing has caught on fire since we said on this podcast... posited maybe
that's true.
There's some sketchy fires happening. Then the fires stopped.
I was at, my mom really wanted to see Hugh Jackman while she was here at the Hollywood Bowl, and we went, and apparently Lala, Randall, Stassi, and Bo were all there. And like,
because Stassi loves show tunes.
She loves
a show tune.
Who knew Hugh Jackman has such a rabid cult following?
That Hugh had it like that.
Oh, it is.
You were describing it to me and I was shaken to my core.
It is a wild, wild ride. But Stassi's, well, I told you I saw one of the 50 Shades of Grey movies with Stassi sitting behind me, right?
Yeah.
At the Arclight.
Were doing like SpawnCon for those movies.
And I heard her at least twice go, aw.
She loves it.
Her and Katie were there.
Oh, Katie loves it.
I think with Rachel.
They all love it.
Yeah. And they were laughing at the parts that the movie like was like, this is funny, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to turn around, but I didn't.
Just give him a stern look. Be like, this isn't funny. This movie is actually not good.
Laugh at the parts that are unintentional.
Do they have, I don't think they have a sense of irony, which is interesting.
Maybe Stassi a little.
I think she...
Bo, maybe a little.
She gets it and she also doesn't. It's a weird mix. I don't know what goes on in the...
Ariana does.
I don't know what goes on in any of their heads. Ariana and I just became friends on the Pattern app.
What's
which
that?
I was excited. You haven't fucked with the Pattern?
Oh, I'm on CoStar. Is that like CoStar?
CoStar is yesterday's news to me, honey. I'm all about the Pattern because it really reads you... to filth.
Yeah.
And you can like go deeper and you just swipe as it just like reads your soul. Yeah, we matched on the Pattern. I was like in it last night and accepting some requests, and then I was like, oh, we matched. And then I was like, I wonder, because it'll tell you your compatibility with people on there. And then it said, you and Ariana are somewhat similar but mostly different. And I was like, okay.
Settles. That's settled.
Well, good to know. Which is something you could also say about anyone.
Yeah.
You could say that about me and you.
Yeah.
You could say that about me and Tony.
Yeah.
You could say that about me and my computer.
You and your parents.
Me and my parents.
Yeah.
Me and a water bottle. Like, you could fill in the blank with anything.
Like, when you saw it, were you just like, huh?
I was like, oh, man. So I thought we'd just be similar. I was sad.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. And then I moved on with my life.
Yeah, it's... I mean, they're going to have to... Someone needs to die. No, I'm just kidding.
No, they did. I've said it before, and I truly, like, it was really, it was moving in the direction of darkness and oblivion that something horrific would have to happen to keep it on that same, like, exciting trajectory.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that everyone pulled back and pumped the brakes and then, like, rerouted the train to be just like,
we're normal.
Your stupid, run-of-the-mill, shitty, dumb reality show. Which is like, it makes me so mad to think about again, but it's like, that's life. Like, and you just have to accept that, like, everything that you love will one day be destroyed.
We also, like, lest we forget that this was a show that gave us Kristen literally flying someone out from Miami to literally confront someone and then send her back on a plane.
That's this, true.
The show, you just think you, of how brilliant that is.
If it wasn't like this now, we would never have had that.
No.
Like, this is what had to happen in order for that to happen. So we will always, like...
We'll always have that.
We'll always have the past. We'll always have six seasons of true bliss.
It was almost like they weren't aware that people were watching. And then suddenly in the last, like, two seasons, they became aware that, like, so many people were watching them. And then they're like, oh, shit, now we...
Now we can't actually like be like this anymore.
Like they were raving lunatics for so long because it's almost like they weren't.
Because it was a low-key gem. It was like a show that you watch as like kind of your like secret pleasure, but then you find other people that watch it and you're like, oh my God, yes, it's the best show ever.
Now
but then all these fucking celebrities came out of the mix talking about it. Like I feel like in the past year and a half, like every celeb was like Selena Gomez, Rihanna,
Gaga,
Lena Dunham, like all came out and being like, we are obsessed with this show. And then the
J-Law.
Whole cast. Yeah, J-Law. Then the cast was like, ah!
Yeah.
Katie's like, ah!
Sheena went.
Actually, Sheena's never really cleaned up her act. She is. She's a mess. She's good. She's a mess from the start and mess to this
day.
Love Sheena.
I love her too. I like. Don't you talk about her?
Don't say anything about.
I'm gonna
Sheena.
Say something a little controversial.
Say it.
I almost think you pull someone. Like Stassi out of the mix.
Yeah.
Get rid of her and Bo and like bring some new crate. Like,
give them their own spinoff or
give
something.
Give them their own spinoff. Let them be like the normal, like, we're just a normal plucky, like, life with Loop, like, life with Stassi.
Yeah. And it's where like, it's just like Bo gets to ride her coattails into like his own career.
And like, let all the fans that are like, that want this kind of domesticity, they want like the show to be sort of like whitewashed a little. And like, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, no,
let
I get
them
what you're
go
saying.
Follow them into their spinoff. And they'll do like, Stassi's like, I'm so funny and quirky.
Yeah.
And
Stassi like, would be like, I'm planning a dinner party. But like, the tacos are late. And
people want to see that.
Bo's like, people like love, like, what is it? What urge is that satisfying? Like, who is like, watches season 7 or something that's just like this unreal, like, produced drama? It's the people that, it's like sitcom people, honestly.
No, so let,
it's like multicam sitcom
so
people.
Let them go, I'll follow them and they'll have their show and then let the, bring in like, Dana or like these some new crazy people and new wild cards into the mix and just let them fucking fuck shit up.
Yeah.
And let the OGs have to deal with it without Stassi. And okay, I think Stassi is like always going to be the original queen.
Mm-hmm.
But because her trajectory has been so like she's gone into such normal territory and it's paid off for her. She's got like the number one podcast. She's a best-selling author. Like literally want to walk into the sea.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm like, good for you. Good as for I you. Like, drag the knife across my throat.
But I think the others have kind of seen her like do this and they want to follow suit.
But they're trying to like, but they pretend to do it, but it's like, they can't really.
No. So do you know what I mean? So I'm not blaming her for this. I think it's just natural, but like
no one is at fault. Except really the producers of the show.
And Katie.
And Katie, always. But like...
I just think that they've seen Stassi and they're like, she got normal and she got more famous or more, her appeal became broader.
They're like, we need to be relatable.
We need to be more relatable. So now they're all trying to do that and it's made them boring. I want the fucking fire and brimstone Vanderpump Rules where it was just fucking like evil, crazy shit happening.
Yeah.
Where you were just like, oh my God, I can't believe this is on television.
It was like, they were like satanic at like, one point.
Jax literally had blood on his face in one episode.
Jax bled out through a head wound and smiled as blood dripped down his face and like into his teeth. And he made eye contact with the camera and gave like a devil smile.
Stassi.
Jax like was Suspiria.
He was. Stassi literally broke up with Jax at the Grove.
Yeah.
Which I walked by
at
the other
Mixology.
Day. Yeah. I said, Mom, there's Mixology. But she didn't know because she didn't watch it.
Like, shit used to go off the rails. Kristen fucked Jax while Drive played in the background.
By Incubus?
No, Drive the movie.
Oh. Is that... forgot that. That's so cheesy. And it's so Kristen.
That's hot. I would fuck someone to Drive.
It's the most Kristen thing ever.
That movie makes me so horny. It's like unreal.
Was he with Stassi?
No, they were broken up, but Kristen was with Sandoval and Sandoval was asleep in their shit apartment.
And she left to go fuck?
And no, she was... Sandoval was asleep in the bedroom. Kristen and Jax were on the couch. They decided to put Drive on. They got horny. She sucked his dick and he went down on her and they fucked. And she said, made him put his hand over her mouth because she was going to cry out from sexual pleasure. And she didn't want Sandoval to hear it. And that turned Jax on. So they fucked to completion on the couch while Sandoval was in the next room of the apartment that
definitely
then he and Ariana
listened.
No. And then, yeah, and then Sandoval asked him, he goes, did you at least use protection? Jax was like, no. And Sandoval's like, fuck. The glory days. We had it so good.
Also,
I'm like literally
Sandoval
looking,
crying in a wig.
Yeah, I feel like we're like in the Great Depression now. Yeah. Like we've entered the Great Depression. I'm like
the
literally the grapes of wrath, yeah. Remembering like the early.
We're in the Dust Bowl.
I'm in the Dust Bowl being like, remember when rain flowed from the sky and we weren't so dry and crackly. And I had
our
shoes.
Vines weren't weathered.
Our vines weren't weathered and the land was fertile and the cattle were strong. I'm like, and the cornfields waved in the breeze.
Yeah.
And then like dust blows through and like cakes on my face. I'm like,
wait, I totally forgot that Sandoval went, fuck.
Fuck.
Also, I want the glory days of Sandoval yelling, she's like a battered wife in a wig.
Not even his wig had fallen off and he was in like, yeah. The wig cap to like hold his hair back. He's a battered wife! And then it slips the door and blackout Schwartz is sitting there like shitting his pants. These idiots gave us so much.
And Stassi going...
I need a support group. Like some people go to like 12-step programs. I need like a Vanderpump Anonymous where we can just like all get together and like think about...
Kristen yelling at Lala in Mexico.
Yeah. Them, Sheena and Mike Shay sneaking shot alcohol onto the beach in like sunscreen bottles.
Rob,
Jax stole sunglasses and went to jail.
Yeah. Sheena Parks Valletta.
And Brittany was like, oh man.
Madison
Marie Parks Valletta. Rob hanging a TV in 7 minutes.
I timed it. Jax drowning in the lake.
Jax drowning.
You could help me if you want.
Help. Help. You could help me if you want. We had it so good. We didn't even know how good we had it.
I totally forgot that Jax told his best friend he fucked that he didn't use a condom.
Fucked her twice. They then met up again after that and had sex again. Stassi hit Kristen in the face. She backhanded her. And then they brawled. Everyone brawled on the show. Sheena, every birthday Sheena had, someone would physically brawl.
She
Physical violence erupted wherever they went.
Kristen chased Ariana out of the parking lot into her car in the late afternoon sun with this girl from Miami. Look who it is! She yelled at Ariana. You could see her little figure just running down Melrose. Running away from Kristen.
She just was like on the phone, walking slowly but with purpose as Kristen brought
her.
That hideous woman from Miami that looked like a science experiment and paraded her around as she said, "We fucked." And Sandoval goes, "No, we didn't." And then she's like, "We did." And they fully did. Laura Lee, a former meth addict, took Jax to an NA meeting and then he broke up with her on the street.
They went to that meeting on...
I know where that meeting
is.
Yeah,
I do too.
Next to that dark strip mall by the arc light. Oh, God. Were we ever so young and innocent that we had the best show of all time? And now we have to find another way to appreciate it and not let it just like troll us. But it's hard. I have issues with abandonment. Sheena got married in a crop top.
Sheena got a tattoo with her mom.
Sheena got a hummingbird tattoo in Azusa with her mom.
Instead, my mom and I are like best friends.
Behind her ear.
Which is always, I think...
It's a red flag.
When someone says my mom is like, we're like... Or the mom's like, we're kind of like sisters.
No. I'm like, mm-mm. I say. I go, mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Oh my God. We're actually, I feel like we're more like sisters than mother and daughter.
My mom's my best friend. I go, mm-mm.
I go, good luck with that. See you in court.
See you in hell.
It's like the Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
It used to be, but I mean.
Housewives of Beverly Hills now, I think this is because I took a break. I'm really soothed by it and I'm into it.
I'm not soothed.
But I will say like. There is something really fake about it, but they are rich, so you get like a lot of like lifestyle porn.
I know, but I used to like whenever Kim Richards makes a cameo, it always makes the show 1,000 times better. Like,
yeah,
and like you know the glory days of Kim Richards, Taylor Armstrong fighting.
Oh.
Taylor Armstrong's drama.
Taylor Armstrong, Adrian
Malouf.
Did you watch the reunion this week?
No.
Oh. They maybe just had a really good, they talk about Lisa a little bit, and then they were like, remember Adrian Malouf's like chef that hated her? And then it cut to Bernie, and I had totally forgotten about her chef, who was like so mean.
Mm-hmm.
And someone goes, who doesn't like mac and cheese? And Bernie goes, that British lady that lives across the street. And then Lisa and Ken come over to Adrian's house, and he's like, oh, can someone close the door? Can someone just close the door right there?
Her.
He hated her. And I love that.
I always think a good indication of who a person is how they treat like service industry people.
Mm-hmm. How Lisa treats them is she just like exploits them for all their work.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, burn down your life. Let me film it.
And controls all their lives.
I'll get rich off of it.
Remember when Lisa made Tom and Katie prove their love for each other for her?
Yeah.
On a scavenger hunt?
What did they do? It was a 5-day. She was like, you have 5 days to prove to me that you're really ready to get married.
That you're really ready.
That you're really ready to get married. And she's like, okay, I will officiate.
Prove to me that you love each other. I drove by Pepperdine on Monday and I was like, Pandy.
Pandy. Oh, did she go to Pepperdine?
That's why they moved here.
Oh, wow.
What Pandy wants, Pandy gets.
What Pandy wants, Pandy gets.
We'll move the whole crew over.
They emigrated.
They emigrated. We're going back to the new world, back to the colonies.
Let's sail. It will take weeks, but we'll get there. Lisa put on some pirate outfit and stood at the head of the ship, and she goes, Ken, get the sails, Ken. And they sailed over. They sailed over literally on the Mayflower.
They definitely told everyone that they were going to the colonies.
Mm-hmm.
We're going back to the colonies.
Back to the colonies.
Oh my God.
We need to do a road to Sur eventually of like Ken and Lisa.
We also just need to do a road to Sur.
Yeah, we actually really need another road to Sur.
Or
we have a few people to cover. We have Raquel.
We do.
Ken and Lisa.
We also need to do a road to Sur where we just like drive a car like around. Into sir. Into sir.
Should I start? It's like the way to start drama with me just like driving full throttle into sir. I feel like that is the only way to mix things up. Is to do literally an act of terror.
You're the most dedicated fan.
I'm the most dedicated fan. They're like, she's been on the show, like in the background. Stage. I would go to jail, ruin my entire life. This is all fictional, FYI. I'm not really going to do this. Allegedly. But like, drive, literally take my leased car, slam on.
I'll be in the front seat.
Yeah. I'll kidnap you so that you don't have, like, you did it against your will. I go get a gun at a pawn shop. I show up at your apartment. I'm like, Carrie, get in the fucking car. You're like, Lara, what are you doing? Like, why are you here? I'm like, no words, just get in the car. I'll fucking kill you. And you're like, oh my God. But you're kind of excited.
I'm like, okay.
You know that I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I would go into just like full acting. I would never give up the lie just so that you could be like, I had no idea. And then I'm like, get in. And I'm like, you're like, where are we going? Where are we going? I'm like, we're going to sir.
And I'm like, can I live stream it?
And I put, yeah, you live stream it. You're like, help me. You go on Facebook Live.
Oh my God. Last week, I almost accidentally Instagram lived, and I had a...
I almost do that like once a year.
Full terror.
Yeah. So you go on Instagram Live, and you're like, I'm here with Lara. She's crazy.
Carrie on the beat.
And I go, shut up. I wave my gun around. I go, shut up, Carrie. Shut up.
Get in the fucking car.
I'm like, you did this to me. And I look at the Instagram Live.
Is this what you want? Are you not entertained?
Where's the applause? Where's the fucking laughter?
Where's the applause? Where's the fucking laughter?
I push play on my phone. My Bluetooth comes across. It's like, just raise your glasses high. And I stop at the corner of Melrose and Robertson. And I just sit there going, vroom, vroom, vroom.
And I'm like, do you really want to do this?
And I'm like, you know I do. I have one mission in life and one mission only. Make Vanderpump Rules great again! Then I put on Shake That by Sheena. I first wave my gun around to get everyone really riled up on the corner and like crazy.
People are
like,
screaming.
What is she going to do? And I'm like, vroom, vroom, vroom. And then just go... full fucking throttle.
But then at the last minute, you turn the car and you just crash it onto the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And then that, the hint of an act of terror is enough for them to go, to all of them to have like full breakdowns.
Full existential crises ensue. Katie does the thing that she did when like the Pulse shooting happened. She just didn't want to go to work the next day. She's like,
God bless her.
Ugh, God bless her.
And that causes, and that triggers
drama.
Yeah. We both get gurneyed.
I get gurneyed and arrested immediately. I'm handcuffed to the gurney.
And I'll go, she didn't know what she was doing.
She was crazy. I've never seen anything like it. You go, there was a look in her head. She wasn't there. Lara was gone. And you go full like mid-Atlantic drama queen.
Don't be too harsh on her. She didn't mean to.
I forgive you, Lara.
I forgive you, Lara.
That's what you say when I go to trial.
I forgive her.
And then the trial of the century ensues. Yeah. Where it's me.
You're in a straitjacket.
Me versus the cast of Vanderpump Rules. And then they all testify against me. And they're like, she's been crazy from the start.
She talks shit about us.
I've been defamed. I've been dragged through the mud.
And I go, and I stand up and go, you're a liar, all of you. You're a liar.
I'm fully like live my Michelle Carter truth. I get that haircut where she's just like short bangs.
You have really dark eyebrows.
My eyebrows.
I force you to go get your eyebrows
so
darkened.
Dark and then cut my hair into bangs. And I'm always like looking around and looking at the camera, making like
And every so often I go up and I reapply the darkness to your eyebrows.
Yeah.
When you're on
I'll believe
stand.
You. I'm here for you.
Yeah.
You testify. You're like, I thought she was great. She just went crazy one day.
I thought she was great. I thought she gave the performance of a lifetime. She needed to bring some drama to the mix. She needed to add some flair, some flame.
I decide to represent myself.
Yeah.
Like, fire my attorney. And I go, Your Honor, I'll be representing myself.
And the honor's like, really?
And I'm like, yes, Your Honor. And I'm pretty charismatic. People like me, but they're like,
yeah, you went over the jury.
I went over the jury. And then
Lisa Lisa is called to the stand and Lisa ends up saying, I thought it was good.
Yeah, I cross-examine Lisa and then I get her to admit that she started fires. And I'm like, like she with like a slip of the tongue, like I undermine her credibility. And then she also implicates herself in fraud. And then she gets arrested
she
and
gets
goes
taken
on
away,
trial for insurance fraud.
And you get your acquitted.
I am acquitted? Love that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you see what we did? You see what we... And then I run for president.
Yeah.
And I win.
And then you win.
Because, like, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
And then...
And then you become...
fucking...
You save our democracy.
Commander-in-chief.
You stand outside of the LA courthouse and go, this is for all of us. This is a moment we stand together.
Together.
A moment.
We can achieve greatness.
And then everyone goes...
My campaign song is... Ain't nobody got me feeling
no, it's
like
good as gold.
Good as oh yeah, it is good as gold.
And then you do a random no hate campaign with Doughty and Maloney.
And I stop Yulin forever.
And you stop Yulin.
And I fully just put a stop to Yulin. I bomb. I threaten China. I go full years and years.
Yeah.
And I threaten China. I say, if you don't stop Yulin, I'm gonna nuke your ass.
And you have a bomb ready to fire.
I have a bomb. I'm like, China, are you going to stop Yulin? And I live stream it. And I'm like, stop Yulin.
You're going to be the first president to do Instagram lives.
Yeah, I'll do Instagram lives from the White House where I just like force China to stop Yulin. They're like, this is part of our culture of this small city. Like, it's one city that does this. It's not that big of a deal.
What gives you the right to like interject your Western beliefs into our, you know?
I'm like, you really think that? I like hover my finger over the thing. They're like, fine, we stop it. And I'm like, not good enough. And then but I'm like, JK.
The sirens go off in LA.
I'd put you on my as my chief of staff.
I'm the press secretary.
You're press secretary.
Here's what we learned today.
Yeah, you do it in full mid-Atlantic
with
newscaster.
With like one of those like Pashmina turbans. They're like... And I make everyone call me press.
Go, do, 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 do,
I make
do, do,
everyone
do.
Call me Press Secretary O'Donnell.
Press Secretary O'Donnell's here.
Address me by my full title.
Press Secretary O'Donnell, I have a question. You guys won't be taking any questions today.
You
only
got
in
one
Washington.
Minute. I'm very very busy, and I've got to take it back to work. And they answer me in the present. I go wrong, and I just that's the I don't answer. I just go wrong or right.
Yeah.
Correct. Wrong.
They're not even asking yes or no questions.
You're wrong.
You're wrong, I say. You're very wrong.
I bar half the press in from like entering the room.
Mm-hmm. Only like Daily Mail.
I only let Daily Mail.
Only the Daily Mail
Daily
can
Pop.
Get in. Yeah, Daily Pop, D-listed.
E-news.
Michael K from D-listed.
E-news.
He always gets a question. E-news. Juliana Rancic.
Juliana Rancic's in there. And Hoda.
Billy Bush.
Billy Bush.
Billy Bush and Tinsley.
And Savannah Guthrie.
I would also hire Dale.
I would hire
Dale to redo the whole White House.
She'd be, and then also be the defense secretary.
As like a grandma. She mm-hmm. could just gram it up as yeah. like a grandma's lair.
Oh my God.
This is a great plan. The road to presidency. Then a documentary comes out. So the road to presidency. And it all began with a crazy drive and a gun.
A possible act of terror. A possible act of redemption.
Mm-hmm.
One show. One nation. One woman. Laura Marie Shane Halls.
And I just nod and look at the camera. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then it cuts to you being on like the face of the new $10 bill.
Yeah. I also start a podcast as the president.
Oh my God. When is
called
that?
White House What? And then
when
I'm
is that
just
happening?
Like, ugh, the White House sucks. I'm like, this person pissed me off today.
I feel like we're very close to a president having a podcast.
Why wouldn't they?
Oh my God. What if Hillary Clinton starts a podcast?
I'll bet she's going to. I keep seeing all these articles. It was like, have we reached peak podcast?
Did you see that one article about the girls who started a podcast? And they were like, we did. They had no outreach. They had no like no listenership. And uh-huh. they recorded 5 episodes. And they said, by the 5th one, we hadn't gotten any ad revenue. So we decided to quit.
I love that.
Bless their hearts, right?
Bless you, honey.
They just thought...
They're like, oh, you just start a podcast and then you just money in the bank.
Just eventually you just get ads. Like you just keep recording until someone goes, Hey,
you want an ad? I love. That's really cute.
I know. I think one of them wrote for Betches. Aren't the Betches the girls? Who are the girls that, like, their mom was like an outspoken anti?
Oh, those weren't the Betches. Those were Girl with No Job and What's Her Face? Yeah, and Jackie O Problems. And they came out as like, one of them came out as like a Trump supporter during 2016. Cool. And I had followed Jackie O Problems and Girl with No Job until I kept seeing Jackie O Problems Snapchat stories being like, MAGA, and being like, lock her up. And I was like, what? And then I just unfollowed. I was like, goodbye.
Oh my God.
I'm like, honey.
They're like radical, like.
They're radical right wing activists.
Yeah.
Meme lord.
They hate like Muslim people. They hate.
Yeah.
They're like very pro-Israel.
Mm-hmm. They scare me.
It's a wow for me.
I'm ready for like the new, what will, something will come along, because something always does come along that will be the new Vanderpump Rules. Because yeah. Vanderpump Rules was really the new Jersey Shore.
Below Deck.
Below Deck, yeah. Below I got Deck a fuck with a, Below Deck.
It's a real, like, I said this before, it is a real, like, it's just a perfect reality show.
Okay.
There are times lately where I've been like, I like Below Deck better than VPR.
Vanderpump Rules should hire like a convicted murderer to work at Sir.
Or hire like Amanda Knox.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone that's like been acquitted but like still has guilt around them.
Yeah.
Wow.
They should hire someone with like a really dark past.
They should have Jodi Arias be in it from jail.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's on like a robot. They just like do make a robot work at serve that rolls around on wheels with Jodi Arias' face on it. And it's like, can I take your order? How do you like your, how do you like your pemptini?
I'd be like,
They should hire a literal android to work at Sir.
Or hire someone that...
They should hire AI.
Hire someone that, like, escaped, like... Or hire Scientologists.
Hire Scientologists. Hire some, like, an Alcatraz escapee. Like, they should hire, like, an 89-year-old.
Yes. They should hire, like, a World War II veteran.
They should hire, like, a Holocaust survivor to work at Sir.
Oh, my God.
And start a lot of drama.
Be like, I can't believe you guys.
Be like, literally, I survived the Holocaust.
Yeah. Or like a Vietnam War vet.
With PTSD.
Or like a Gulf War vet.
Yeah, with PTSD.
Yeah, with like, what's that?
They should hire like syndrome. Jake Gyllenhaal from Jarhead to like work at Sir.
Wow.
They should hire like a ragtag group of veterans as like Vanderpump Rules, the new class. And follow them around as they like try and make sense of the ins and outs of the wild world of West Hollywood.
They should hire someone from The Bachelorette or The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Just have her work at Sir. Sheena should be on The Bachelorette.
She should be. I'd watch The Bachelorette.
I think she was almost meant to be on in that universe more.
Mm-hmm. She belongs there. Where she's like, I really am starting to feel like I love him.
I feel like
I could fall in love with him.
I'm starting to feel like I could be in love with him.
Yeah.
Someday.
So basically you like him.
Yeah, so you just like him.
So you just like are into him.
I feel a real connection with him.
I feel like I'm falling in love with you.
Adam S. and I have a real connection.
Yeah, they need to really cast like
a Spitfire.
A Spitfire potential like serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
They should hire like an actual poltergeist to work at Sir.
They should hire someone who's had an exorcism done on them.
Yeah. They should
hire a priest.
They should hire a priest to work at Sir and perform an exorcism on Katie.
Yeah.
What if someone did an exorcism on Katie and it turns out she's just had a demon living inside her this entire time, and then they exorcise the demon, put it into like a pumptini glass, and then Katie's like normal and like the coolest person ever.
Wow.
And she's just like so sweet and like hilarious and funny
and like eloquent
and eloquent. And yeah. It's like the skylight thing happened, but it really didn't have like those ramifications. Mostly what was happening was she was possessed.
Yeah. They should hire Grimes.
They should hire Grimes.
And they should hire Azalea Banks.
They should hire Elon Musk.
Yeah.
They should hire Azalea, actually. She would fucking destroy everyone.
I know.
She would set Sir on fire at the end.
She would.
And then a new she Sir would rise. It. Yeah, she would fully Midsommar. We should Midsommar, Sir. Oh. Poor Devorah.
So we're on the finale.
Wow.
Of the whole series, which is the most like abrupt finale of all time.
It's an insane finale because never before has there been like a crazed Bachelor type of voiceover to introduce an episode of this show.
I feel like they got a bigger budget for every episode and they were like, let's just do what we can to make it. So they added this guy who literally sounds like Chris Harrison from The Bachelor.
Yeah, like a coked out presenter voice. Mm-hmm. She'd be like, this week on the finale of High Society.
Yeah. Tinsley faces her confrontation with Devorah at the guest of a guest party.
And the music is like, dun, 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 dun.
Paul faces a potential scandal that could rock his relationship with Tommy.
And it's like, tune in to find out what will happen on the finale of High Society.
Yeah, it was so out of, and they didn't even do the
really
theme song.
Bizarre.
Which I was bummed about.
Oh, yeah, they didn't do the theme song.
So we cut to this, like, basement bar, which we both, in New York and the meatpacking, which we both were like, are hell.
Yeah.
Underground bars are like,
underground bars are a full-blown no for me dog.
Like, I want to know I can jump out a window. I want to, like, have an exit route. And when you're in an underground bar, there's no way out.
The building will crumble atop you, or you will get trampled trying to climb up a tiny staircase to escape from the fire
or some other calamity.
Yeah, and literally anything could happen.
I knew exactly where they were, like there, and I it was like
underground, it wasn't like the Brass Monkey bar, like a cave of secrets.
Yeah, it was like kind of a Brass Monkey adjacent kind of bar where you're just like, I know where this is. It's just like full of like boring.
It's the kind of place where you just like blow a ton of coke,
yeah,
and then like get pretty drunk.
And it's dim lighting.
It's so dark in there. It's like industrial.
Yeah.
There's just like light bulbs hanging by streams.
And you just like take shots and drink beer.
Yeah. I hate that.
So they're at this guest of the guest party. Tinsley's like has pulled Devorah into this room that literally looks like the hull of a submarine.
Yeah. Tinsley flanked by Dogwood Dabney and Alex, who has the vibe of like a WWE wrestler.
Yeah,
Alex is filled with steroid rage.
She's like those Bella shows on VH1.
She is totally Bella, whatever.
She's married to John Cena.
She's fully like ready to grab you and throw you in the ring.
She's ready to grab you by your groin and toss you over her.
Yeah, like but like all bark, no bite. Like so you'd be part. Like she'd smash you around, but no one really gets hurt. Yeah. But she's like, oh fuck you,
fuck you, and she says she has like really crazy taglines.
Yeah, and like just like yells in like a deep voice.
So she goes. They pull Devorah in, or they walk in, and Devorah's sitting there, and Tinsley's like, hi, Devorah, and Devorah goes, wow, she always says, it's been a long time.
It's been a really long time,
and Tinsley's like, I'd really like to speak to you, and Devorah goes, okay, but can we actually speak privately in another room, and Tinsley's like, fuck no.
Tinsley goes, I don't think that that's possible because you go to page six, like, relates
it
back
like,
to, like,
I don't think I have to, I don't think I need to go bring you to another place when you've made our fight public, which is a good point.
Yeah,
she's like,
fair.
You've gone to the press, and Devorah's like, whoa, Tinsley, you've snubbed me so many times, and Tinsley's like, I don't understand why you're so mad at me. Like
she's like, we never were friends. We didn't talk on the phone. We didn't hang out. Like, we weren't friends.
And she goes, really, Tinsley? And Tinsley goes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then Devorah kind of, you can just tell, is like, yeah, you're right. I made that up.
I'm really, like, embarrassed on Devorah's behalf because, like, it felt like...
The worst thing you can say to this person is we're not friends.
Yeah. And also, like, to fight on the hill of, like, it's just embarrassing to be, like, on TV being like, we were friends. And then you were, like, mean to me. And then someone just being like, we weren't. And then if someone said, like, we weren't, I'd be like, okay, you're right. We weren't.
Yeah.
I went, my bad. And then, like, run away and, like, try and create some different kind of drama.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like, triple down and be like, we were. And then, like, talk to your mom and be like, we were. And then even your mom was saying, it's like the Michelle Carter on Trial where everyone's like, we weren't friends.
Yeah. She used to text me and I would, like, just avoid her and screen her texts.
I had no plans to hang out with her.
You can see Devorah, like, just her crumbling before our eyes, that she's just shattered. This is the worst thing Tinsley could say to her, is like, we're not friends, and reveal the truth that they actually never talked on the phone.
They never talked on the phone. They didn't
Devorah
hang out.
Just made it all up.
And Devorah's like, oh, really? And then Devorah tries to, like, chase after WWE Alex.
Yeah, Devorah chases Tinsley and Alex run upstairs, and then,
like,
Devorah chases
her
out
the street.
And she's like, I can't have a conversation with you. And then it cuts to Paul just ripping a Patron shot, like, at the bar.
Rips, like, two shots.
Pains. Like, yeah. I don't know why the producers included it. He's there with Tommy.
He's there with Tommy. And then, just like, Tommy's like,
so
all
then,
the time.
So then Dale goes, poor, poor Devorah. She's really getting it at all ends. First, she's fighting with Alex, and then I see her fighting with Paul. And you just see Paul, as Dale's talking, you just see Paul screaming at Devorah in a hallway.
He's literally standing in a hallway.
Drunk.
Drunk, like, shimmying kind of back and forth, doing that thing where it's like, you, like, are talking to someone.
Yeah.
But it's a very, like, Paul move.
Yeah.
Like, his body, the way it moves.
It's like, it's truly like a cartoon where there's, like, cats fighting in a dust cloud and people just keep getting pulled in. And then Devorah's just suddenly fighting with Paul, which is, like, I love.
So,
like,
Paul's on a rampage and he's, like, screaming at Devorah, giving her, like, the what. What
Devorah's like, okay, thanks, Paul. She walks off,
and then Paul, like, turns and, like, runs somewhere else. And he turns and he goes, is that who I think it is?
And
then out of nowhere, we see Jules Kirby. I'm drooling.
We literally just see Jules in the corner wearing a flannel shirt texting. And when
she's
Paul,
like, sitting in, like, the library section of this bar, it's also, like, it's like, why is there a wall of books at a bar?
And,
like,
also,
fuck off.
Where has Jules been?
Jules is just, like, casually in the most casual outfit we've ever seen her in. She looks up and she's just like,
the producers, like, were like, you have to fulfill your contract and be.
She's like, fine, but, like, don't mic me and I'm not saying anything. Like, I'll fucking be there, but I'm not.
But I just love Paul. Is that who I think it is? And you just see Jules, who looks genuinely, like, afraid.
She looks terrified.
And it was this one moment where, like, Jules is actually not doing anything wrong. And she's just, like, sitting there. And Paul just calls her out. And he's like, and he says, I wish I had a vagina so I could beat up all these
bitches. All these bitches. I love, in that one moment, I had empathy for Jules.
I know.
Where she's just like, she put on a flannel shirt and was like,
was that her
fine.
Double that she talked
I don't
about?
Know.
She mentioned to us that there was a double involved.
Yeah, in one of the emails, she accused the producers of bringing a double out. And we spent this entire season trying to figure out who the
when did the double start.
Yeah, and we weren't able to pinpoint it.
This kind of looked like a double.
This could have been a double. That's what the double was, and it wasn't actually Jules. It was just, like, some Jules doppelganger in a flannel. That could be it.
That's it. And Paul
going, is that who I think it is?
Is that who I think it is? And he goes, fucking Jules Kirby. And he goes, and he goes, I wish I had a vagina so I could kill all these bitches. And then he just goes, Tommy. And then he runs after Tommy, and Tommy just has a fucking meltdown.
Peaced out.
He's so, like, annoying and whiny.
Yeah. Paul goes, all I need right now is Tommy, non-drama Tommy.
So he goes, Paul chases after Tommy, and Paul goes, is he leaving to one of the producers?
Yeah.
And Paul left.
Paul leaves.
So then we cut to Devorah.
Well, no, Paul goes to, he takes to the sidewalk with, like, a big glass of tequila, sits down on the curb with his legs, like, out in the road.
He's wearing, like, moccasins.
Wearing moccasins and, like, a coat over his shoulders. And he calls Tommy and, like, leaves a sad voicemail. And then he's just, like, frustrated by the whole situation. So he stands up and throws his full glass in the trash, misses, and the glass, like, explodes
There's
on the
like
street.
Passersby.
He's always, like, almost hurt a businessman. Like, a shard of glass, like, flew into a businessman's hand.
I know, which I support.
Yeah, I love that.
But no, and, like, he does call it. Tommy does answer, and Tommy's like, I don't know, Paul. I just don't know what to think anymore. And
yeah.
Paul's like, Paul's like, can you just, like, stop being such a bitch?
Yeah, Tommy is a little bitch.
Just, like, don't leave me and, like, leave places that I invited you to. And he's like, no, Paul.
I don't know what to
think. I came there for you. I don't know what to think. And he hangs up, and Paul's like, whatever. And he throws a glass. Then Devorah ran after Alex.
Oh, yeah.
And Alex is like, I don't want to talk to you.
Alex is screaming, and then Devorah, like, screams back.
She's like,
we can't have a conversation.
You won't let me have a conversation.
And then everyone gathers, Alex, Dogwood Dabs,
Tins,
and Paul, all gather and make a group hug and like jump up and down. And they're like, we love each other. They're like,
we did it. They're like, let's leave this name. Let's go to the Boom Boom Room.
Paul goes, I'm not going to let some bitch talk about the coolest girl in New York.
Yeah, he goes to Tinsley. He goes, I'm not going to let some trashy hoe talk shit about the coolest girl in New York. And Tinsley's like,
and it's like this one moment that they've all like decided they're friends.
Yeah. And then they all go off to the Boom Boom Room.
The mall's like, let's go to the Boom Boom Room. And then I got a flashback of that exact era of New York where like you would go to the Boom Boom Room.
Well, I worked at the Standard as a busboy. And I remember one time it was like a week after I quit and I was on like a lot of cocaine and I went to the Boom Boom Room to the line and I like tried to get in and I was with a big group. And I said to the bouncer, I was like, you remember me? I used to wheel garbage through here all the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you have to let me in. And then he goes, now you're definitely not getting in. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. And I got really mad and I was like, fuck this place. I was like, I hated fucking working here. Have fun working the door. And I ran away.
You tell him.
But I finally went up there once and I was like, oh.
Yeah, same. I was like so desperate to get into the Boom Boom Room. And then once I was in there, I was like, sucks.
LeBain's cool because it has a view.
And it has like that indoor pool. I never got in it, but like people would get in it.
Yeah.
A literal cesspool.
There used to be like a Sunday gay party that I would go to. I think that still happens. And like, I would just be like,
that's not for me.
I'd be like rolling on Sunday.
Yeah. That's a full ecstasy, shirtless gaze and Speedos. Being like,
in like February.
And drinking like two ingredient cocktails. Mm-hmm. Vodka soda. Just give me a vodka soda. I just need a vodka soda. Three limes. Three limes, vodka soda, vodka tonic, three limes.
Well, you got to maximize your, you got to get fucked up on something because it takes so long to get a drink in there. Yeah. Bum-bum.
What?
You got to maximize it somehow.
Am I right or am I right?
Am I right or am I wrong? So then Paul is like, they obviously didn't go to the Boom Boom Room. So no. Paul heads to the Ritz.
Goes to the Ritz which alone we already talked about. With a camera crew. And he dances on like a booth and does like the PJC dance, which
you,
is like
you said it was me.
It was literally Carrie.
In my New York days. Going, moving his head back and forth.
And like his arms like kind of wagging.
He's like and his body's kind of bobbing because he's on a couch and it's puffy. Like,
it's a true Carrie dance.
So then Paul's raging and he's like, you know what? Tommy's like being a whine, like annoying. So I just want to like make out with a guy.
Yeah.
So he goes and tries to hit on this like, you know, beefy guy outside having a cigarette. He tries to kiss him and the guy's like, no. Mm-hmm. And Paul's like, whoa, like I got swerved. And then Paul ends up talking to this like twinky like
guy in a baseball hat or like a trucker hat.
It's like a Von Dutch hat. Yeah. And he's like probably wearing like jeans and flip-flops and he's like they're walking outside and Paul's like, I think you're cute. You might not think I'm cute. And the guy's like, no, I think you're cute. And then Paul's like, do you want to come home with me? And the guy's like, sure.
Yeah, they're like making out and I was just like, it was one of those moments too where it was like Paul is like by himself with the camera crew out and I was like, I feel for him.
I do. It's
it was
like,
probably like pretty lonely back then.
Because I mean, I also like, I used to do that. Like if I was like alone, I would go out alone all the time.
I've never gone out alone. Really? Like I've gone to like parties alone or like places where I know people will be. But like I've not like gone to a bar just like by myself to like hang there and like meet randoms.
Oh, I have.
I love that.
Especially when I first moved to New York and I didn't know that many people. I just would go out like sometimes like I had off on like a weekday. Mm-hmm. So I'd like go out on like a Wednesday and just like
see what happened.
See what, and I always like, you always make friends.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. Like I feel like in Europe, I would feel excited to do that. But like in America, I'm like,
yeah. I mean, there were some times where it was like kind of lonely, but if I was like, like, when I first moved, a lot of my friends were straight, so, like, I didn't really have...
You're not gonna, like, have a crew that you could go to, like, a gay bar with.
So, I'm not gonna, like, make my, like... I'm not... I don't, like... You know, and, like, some of my friends were, like, you know,
I feel like it's almost easier in, like, the world of, like, LGBT, like, bars to, like, be out alone. Like, you're more accepted as, like, oh, like...
Well, they're traditionally gay bar, like, a
it's like a place.
Gay bar is a place for, like, a haven where, mm-hmm. like, people are... You're just, like, you feel like immediate camaraderie.
Yeah. I would go out to a gay bar alone and feel like totally fine.
Like I remember, but I also remember like I'd be like to my first roommate was my friend from college and I'd be like, come with me to a gay bar. And she'd be like, no, like I want, you need to just go. Like, I don't want to.
Like, no.
God block you.
God, no. Mean? Yeah.
No, it's like, but I feel like some people are like, yeah, I want to go. You know what I mean? Like yeah. Some people are like, I want to go. Like it's a zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it was actually, she was being like more of a real friend being like, just go. Like, I don't want to.
Yeah. Not for me. Love yeah. that. Not for me.
Yeah. But yeah, Paul, it was a.
Paul's having his moment.
So they go off in a taxi cab and you see them.
And they're like sucking face.
See them driving off.
Yeah. And it's going to be like a real night to remember for them.
It's also like a Monday.
Yeah. It's a Monday night.
So then
Tinsley the next day is doing a photo shoot for her handbag, but she's going to do things differently this time.
She decides to do it barefaced.
She's going
to
get edgy.
At the behest of the team, she decides to not wear any makeup and do like a real stripped down
Tinsley.
Like
a wet look.
And yeah, a wet, of course, wet hair.
And she quite honestly looks so beautiful in these photos. I know. And I've never
like
seen
like
her
a
without.
Fashion model.
Yeah, I've never seen her without makeup on. She looks stunning.
I think. Yeah, she looks completely different. Mm-hmm. She looks younger.
Younger and better. And then I was like, you know what? Ramona was right.
Yeah.
She did look too. She does wear too much makeup that makes her look old.
It was very, I think it was a very Dale suggestion. Like, Tinsley, you should wear your makeup to bed.
A lady never takes off her eyes.
A woman wears her eyes even to bed.
Even to bed.
And then, so yeah, Tinsley.
Tinsley's been like this. Since the dawn of time has been like
Sheena,
I only feel pretty in makeup.
Yeah.
Like, and she said that a bunch on Roni. And then I was like, oh, she's the same. One thing I'll say about Tinsley is she's the same person she was 10 years ago.
Exactly.
Exactly the same.
She's
literally
very herself.
Nothing has changed.
Nothing's changed. But also Tinsley, you can see she's like, she gets such a kick out of seeing herself without makeup on. Like
yeah.
She's kind of like, at first, she's like,
she was
no,
horrified.
It's so weird. And then she sees one and she goes, I like that.
But I think she was lying. I don't think she likes it at all. I think she genuinely does not think that she's pretty unless she has a full face of makeup.
She's stunning
on.
Without makeup.
It
she's
was
pretty with makeup.
Beautiful.
She's
yeah.
Like, she looked amazing.
She
and they
great.
Were all like, wow, Tinsley, you look great. And she was like, yeah, thanks. And then she went right back in and was like,
she was like, I got to get a blowout. She got her side swept bangs. Blown
AJ.
Out. AJ, get over here.
RJ.
MJ?
MJ.
Who is
MJ.
It?
MJ.
Yeah, she loves like a sideswept bang and like a silky blowout.
She loves like a smoky eye with like a bang.
With
the
a
Tinsley
bang.
Look is like if you were to do like
she
a.
She can like sweep aside to the side or like, uh-huh. toss to the side of her face, but then also like kind of be like coquettish and like have it fall over her eye and like look out at you.
You know the Imogen Heap album cover where it's like a caricature of her with like. It's just like her bang and like mm-hmm. one eye. That's Tinsley.
That is Tinsley.
Yeah, I'll show you the look.
Smoky eyes and a sideswept bang.
That's Tinsley.
Oh, that's fully Tinsley.
Yeah.
Having like an emo topper moment.
Cover.
Yeah.
So Tinsley is like getting ready for this big bag reveal, which is like such a fucking anticlimactic.
Because like when the bag reveal happens, she like puts all the bags in shopping bags and then walks into a store and puts them on a shelf. And then it's like the huge resolution.
It's to, yeah.
yeah, it's all been leading up to this.
But before that happened, so Tinsley.
Tinsley's looking at herself
that.
Without makeup. And meanwhile, Deborah Rose is just trying to get on a private jet and get to St. Croix.
She's at the world famous Teterboro Airport in New Jersey, which is like.
Where rich, Dale's date came.
Yeah, it's like the celeb rich, you know, PJ.
PJ in, PJ out. Yeah.
So Devorah is going with that. I think she's Brazilian.
Danila.
They're like going to the Virgin Islands to shoot her bikini
lookbook.
So they have a big entourage. Devorah is wearing like.
She's wearing like another bandage dress.
Yeah.
She like has never met like a bandage dress she's hated. Devorah lives for a bandage dress and like a side low pony.
Yeah.
If she's not trying to LARP as Nicole Kidman, she's just like in a bodycon
yeah.
look wearing tights bodycon. With shoes.
Wearing like nude felt.
And
it's
she's
just
like
a snooze.
So snooze.
So she's
a real
like
snooze-tard. And so like, she
we're
is like
so excited. She goes, honestly, it's like a dream come true for me to be heading down in a PJ line to the Virgin Islands.
But they can't leave the airport because Devorah hasn't given them her real name.
Well, you see Devorah's face. She like looks over and she goes, is it, we're not, is it good? And then they look and Daniela is like trying to like negotiate with this like TSA guy. And he's like, I can't let this woman legally on a plane because she didn't give her fucking real name.
Which is like, that's the first rule of like having a fake name is that you always have to give your real name unless you've legally changed your name.
Also, amateur jet setter.
I know.
You give,
also,
your, you
like,
give your real name always on a plane to
also, like,
expedite the process.
This is the first plane she's ever been on since coming to America.
But doesn't Paul point that out? That she's like, if she was a real jet setter, she would know that you just have to like give your...
Like, she could have avoided all of this.
I know. It shows that she's amateur.
Amateur hour at Teterboro. So,
but you also see Daniela. There's a look that Daniela gives where she's sitting against and she's explaining like Devorah Rose's real name is...
Deborah Denise
Trachtenberg.
Whatever the hell.
Trachtenberg.
Yeah, but she doesn't even, she can't even remember it. She's like, it turns out Devorah's real name isn't even Devorah. It's Deborah Denise, whatever the hell. And then, like, there's just a close up of Daniela.
While Devorah's arguing with the TSA person, you see Daniela sitting against the window and she looks bamboozled.
Yeah, she knows she's been tricked.
Swindled.
Yeah, she's like, has her hand on her chin and is doing like a side eye, being like, this woman really took me for a ride.
It's the look
and
of someone.
And now we're like committed to doing a whole campaign with this fraud.
She's like, they were there for 3 hours
waiting
trying to figure
for
this.
The plane.
Like, waiting for, basically waiting for Devorah to admit that her name was Deborah Denise.
So do you think she just sat there and argued about it and then finally was like, yeah, my name's Deborah.
Yeah.
My God.
And Danielle's like, we just wasted $5,000.
$45,000, she said.
Oh my God. $45,000?
Yeah, she said $45,000. That's like how much it costs to get like a plane to...
Fuck. Devorah literally is sauntering around Teterboro, just like going like, I don't know it. I don't know what's happening. It's like, you gave them a fake name.
Just say, yeah, my name's Deborah Denise Trachtenberg. Here's my like license. And then it's over.
It's like she was in a fantasy.
She was in a fantasy. She literally is in a fantasy of her own making, and it's called Social Life Magazine.
And then they finally like approve it, and she falls to her knees in the terminal and just goes, "Ah!" It was like, ugh.
It's like you. This is all your fault.
This is your fault.
This is your fault.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique. They finally land in St. Croix.
They land in St. Croix, and then she puts on another bodycon, like, metallic dress and, like, goes out to dance at, like, the Buccaneer, which seems like a really, like, tourist class type of place.
Like, she's like, honestly, it's a dream come true that I'm in the Virgin Islands doing a photo shoot, and life could not be any better.
And then you hear Tinsley's voiceover, like, out of nowhere, Tinsley's voice. Poor Devorah. If she wants to be a socialite, she should know that you can go to bed on top of the world
and wake up at the bottom.
And then you cut to them, all the characters getting like
ding, a ding. Notification on their Blackberries.
They get a Blackberry alarm, and it's all of them getting
alerted to the new Page Six article outing Devorah.
Gawker and Page Six wrote about Devorah's producers definitely leaked it.
Yeah, the producers are now just like leaking stories to the press so that they have something to film. And they just like, all the press is like eviscerating Devorah, being like, her real name is Deborah Denise Trachtenberg.
And
everyone finds out Devorah's real name is Deborah, and they all laugh and laugh and laugh.
Paul and his friend laugh so hard while Paul's getting like a massage, and they just make fun of her like faux pas with like
Deborah,
like jet setting, and how she is actually like doesn't know how to do it well.
Yeah, and then like Tinsley throws her side swept bangs. She's like has a fresh blowout, and her hair is silky smooth, and she's just like
giggle, giggle, giggle,
like a young horse, just laughing and neighing,
and then
free in the field.
Another Google alert comes in, and Paul realizes that his porn. It turns out the guy he went home with was a gay porn star. And
there's photos of them like kissing in the cab. Literally producers of the show gave Guest of a Guest all the intel. And so Paul has another scandal.
And he's like, oh God, like,
oh my God,
he goes, well, there goes my relationship. I was in that for 5 minutes. And then Tommy texts him, we need to talk.
Which is like, great. And Paul
Paul just goes, great. And then he calls his mom on the way home, and he goes, Mom, I'm like embroiled in a porn star scandal. And you just hear his mom go, what? Oh my God.
She goes, oh.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
And he laughs and he goes, I love you. And yeah, she goes, I just want to make sure that you're on the right track. And he goes, okay, bye. And then that was their whole phone call.
Me and you were like great parenting.
Awesome. Paul's been to rehab twice, but I think he's doing good. He has a drink every once in a while.
But I love that. Mom, I'm embroiled in a porn star scandal. And she goes, oh.
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 Wow.
Wow. Oh. Oh. Okay. Whoa.
I love you.
Love you, Paul.
Dale... Now they're also, I think they've been doing this the whole time, but referring to Paul as a Page Six scandal boy.
Yeah, on the
which is
scroll.
Cute.
They cut to Dale. She's having random tea and champagne with her gals.
And Dale
and Tins.
Has never been happier.
Dale goes, I just love to be.
I love to be with my girls.
She goes,
it makes me so happy.
And then she starts weeping. And Tinsley goes to comfort her, but Dogwood Dabney, like,
Dogwood Dabney is not having it. Dogwood Dabney doesn't trust Dale for a second.
Okay,
mommy, please. Yeah. And like holds her hands out and they hug. And Dabney like kind of begrudgingly walks over.
Okay.
And like, kisses her mom on the cheek and is like,
We said that. Laura said that.
We started talking, like, we paused for a second. I was like, do you think Tinsley will ever get married? Like, do you think she'll ever be with someone? And we were, like, trying to figure out who Tinsley could be with. And Carrie was like, maybe someone really old or someone really young. And then I was like, is Dabney married? And we don't think Dabney is married.
I don't think so.
I feel like she is, but maybe not.
Then I suggested that they should just marry each other.
Yeah. Tinsley and Dabney should marry each other and then be like the first lesbian sister couple, which would be chic. They could be in a sexless marriage, but they like hold hands. They do PDA, like they hold hands and then like they lightly kiss them. Like they kiss for excitement. Like when they're like greeting each other, they're like, or when they're saying goodbye, they're like, or if they get like the reservation at the restaurant, their names are called and they're really excited to go sit down and they go, oh, our table's ready. Oh, I love you. And they go, I love you. And they kiss on the lips. But like, aside from that, it's not like they're like having full blown incestual sex, but like they are just like affectionate towards each other. And like, I think that Tinsley should carry Dabney's egg.
Yeah.
Like get IVF of Dabney's egg, and then Dabney can get IVF of Tinsley's egg, and then they can each have each other's baby.
Yeah.
And then they just like raise like a very modern lesbian family together.
A lesbian sister.
Yeah, a lesbian sister couple.
It was a perfect idea.
And I
but we also said that you said, did she kiss Dale in the eyeball? And I said that she, in true Dogwood Dabney fashion, she goes, sucks the eyeball out.
She sucked up. In. She was going to suck up her tears because Dogwood Dabney loves drinking people's tears. And so she went to like get suck up Dale's tears, but then sucked her eyeball out of her skull. And then smiled. And Dale goes, oh my. And then, is that my eyeball?
And then they all laugh.
And then they laugh. And Dabney spits it back into the eye socket and goes, whoa.
Well, that was a trip.
Well, I never. I love spending time with my girls. My poor, poor eyeball got sucked out by Dabney's hunger for blood.
My poor, poor eyeballs.
My poor, poor eyeballs. I thought I'd never see again. But then she spit it back in my eye socket, and I got to spend the afternoon with my favorite girls.
So we cut to our other favorite girl. Devorah is...
Devorah's like modeling, but her modeling is just like her turning from side to side, sticking her tits out.
She's and
doing
like
throwing her hair around.
She's doing like a very low budge
Victoria's
swimsuit.
Secret.
Yeah, like on the beach. And then midway through her... At one point Danielle goes, have that plane land.
She points to like a fucking World War II seaplane. And then the seaplane lands and like Devorah climbs atop it and like models with a plane.
And then
I'm also like, where did they get this money? This is just like a rich, wealthy Brazilian woman that thought Devorah was like a true like model socialite.
Yeah.
Then spent all the money for this photo shoot and realized that Devorah is really just like Deborah Denise. And then
Devorah definitely convinced her that she was famous in America.
Yeah. And then she like now just had to commit to it.
Sad.
Then her line went belly up because has no anyone ever heard of that again? No.
Devorah was like, I'm definitely a household name.
She should have had Jules Kirby be the swimsuit model.
I know. She would have had at least
a lot of scandals
and explosive looks.
Yeah.
Have her model a bikini and a hoodie with like air.
What do you want? What?
High tops on,
her hoodie.
I really want to go through like a Jules Kirby lookbook.
Yeah. I want like, I have that like Sex in the City, like the whole history of Sex in the City that has like every outfit of the girls. I want someone to make one for high society, but just of Jules. Actually, I would love like a Paul Johnson Calderon lookbook. Yeah. And a Devorah lookbook of just all her bodycon dresses and weird tights.
Can I read you? Someone dug up an old high society tweet of mine.
Oh my God, yes.
That's like, I'm not that proud of it. It's from 2010.
Okay.
Do you know Courtney Soliday?
Vintage. No.
On Twitter. She's really funny.
Uh-uh.
She goes, she wrote, first, ha ha ha, looking for your tweet about Jules' skiing incident and saw this, .. love. And it's from April 7th, 2010, currently watching CW's High Society, .. I hope these people opt to sterilize. So mean.
On your high horse.
On my high horse. Also, semicolon.
You're really a grammar Nazi.
But like, who was I to even tweet that in 2010? Who did I think I was?
I hope they opt to sterilize.
Currently watching.
You were very proper.
Yeah, currently watching. It's so like haughty.
It's very haughty. It's not like the
I'm not proud of this tweet.
I love, though, your like take on it from 2010.
I hope these people opt to sterilize. By the way, I don't think that anymore. But like, what kind of Twitter lifestyle was I living back then?
You were just like having a moment.
Also, what a troll. Like, I salute her for like
I love a long a deep dive to 9 years ago when you like you put your like monocle on.
Yeah,
fully were wearing a monocle.
I was like
and
Mr.
a top
Peanut.
Hat. Yeah,
you fully
loosened your ascot.
I did.
And like put a cigarette in a long cigarette holder. You lit a pipe, like an old timey pipe. Put your monocle in. And headed over to your like old school like lithograph.
I had tap shoes on.
Yeah, you had like pilgrim like mm-hmm. buckle shoes on,
and a tall.
You
coat
pulled
tail.
Your feather quill, dipped it in some ink,
mm-hmm.
and said, "Currently watching High Society."
Currently watching CWs.
CW.
Like, I love how I credited like I was very like you know I credit where credit is
credit
due.
Where credit-
I'm a network loyalist.
But currently watching CW's High Society.
Currently watching CW's High Society in quotes.
You're literally writing. Oh my God. Oh my God. Semicolon. The semicolon is actually.
And incorrect. That's a correct. I didn't even use the quotes in correct place. But I love how I use quotes.
Hi, Seth. It's like you're writing a letter to like a long lost lover that still is in England.
Yeah, because you know,
currently watching CW's High Society.
Because those old letters were so meandering, and they would like give like status update.
Yeah,
like I'm walking on the lawns and I'm thinking of you, like mm-hmm. just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So I'm like currently watching
CW's High Society. You're like. Well, the gale force winds blew again today. I thought of you and your bustle because you're writing to like a woman
yeah.
in this. And you're yeah. like, thought of you and your bustle and hope that all is well and back in the motherland, the UK, currently watching High Society.
I hope those nice.
I do hope they opt to sterilize. Anyhow.
Anyhow, hope you're.
My horse has fallen ill. He's currently in the stable. Jasper is tending to him. I do hope he makes it through the night. Thinking
Jasper's my my trusted steed servant. Thinking of you and
thinking
your
you,
and your
all,
high,
my love.
And your high cheekbones. Wishing you well.
Wishing you well. I certainly would not opt to sterilize you.
Yeah, always a pithy little. Cheeky, certainly would not opt to sterilize you. But I
am thoroughly disgusted with the cast of CW's High Society.
Well, I'm currently disgusted with the recent production of CW's High Society. I do hope those casts opt to sterilize. Not for you, though.
Not
good
for
tidings
you, no.
to you.
I do hope to have many a child once you cross the Atlantic and come and join me in America.
Anyway, thinking of you, best.
Best. Love always. Eugene Gary O'Donnell.
Eugene. Yours, Eugene.
Yours, Eugene.
Your Eugene. But like, I just like, I'm really impressed that Courtney Saladay.
She went looking and she found it.
The troll of all trolls.
Truly.
A genius troll.
A genius troll.
Yeah. I love first.
First. Did you, she said that first. Love.
It's I only got two likes.
Oh.
One
engagement
is from her.
Back in the day is such a terrifying thing.
I like, sometimes people I don't know how people can go back and look because there some people were like tweeting their old tweets from
like the archive.
I don't know. Is there an archive you can look through?
I think you can like archive all your tweets and then somehow search them. I'm not super sure. I would love to go back and read like my tweets from forever ago.
My tweets from 2016 about Tinsley are free Tinsley Mortimer, and never forget that the main character of Tinsley Mortimer's debut novel is named Minty Davenport.
Oh my God, Minty.
Southern charm.
In 2017, you and I, almost exactly 2 years ago, I turned you on to High Society.
Oh, I said, I'm discovering High Society for the first time thanks to Lars Marie. Dale Mercer is a wonder.
Dale Mercer. Truly.
That's the one where she was like, and I knew it had to be the prince.
It had to be the prince.
It had to be the prince.
I need Dale's own show now.
Yeah.
I feel robbed of not getting any sort of follow-up with her dating life.
I think they're close to giving her maybe something because of the... She's such a fan favorite on... She's such a fan favorite.
She is such a fan favorite. You're That's, literally I'm like an E! News host.
I'm literally... My old Twitter voice was either Dandy or like...
Currently watching.
Or Juliana Rancic.
You are Juliana Rancic. You ate a Kashi Go Lean bar and then agreed that Dale Mercer is definitely a fan favorite.
Dale Mercer is definitely a fan favorite.
I would kill for you to have your own E! Show.
Greenlight it.
I'm greenlighting it.
Hire me.
You're hired.
I'll fucking host an E! Show.
I'm ready for you to correspond.
Carrie Lately.
It's you with a microphone in your car.
I got it. With my finger in my mouth.
You're just always laughing at nothing. Laughing.
Round table time.
At the air.
Yeah. Let's go to the round table.
And just the camera closes up on you.
Zooms in on me. Over there. And then it goes over and it's the round table is like...
It's Tony.
It's Tony. Tony, the barista at Starbucks.
The barista who is concerned about your Trenta and then just a Trenta, your Starbucks order.
My round table talk show is a pug, a concerned barista, and a giant Trenta coffee.
It's Tony in a crate because he won't sit still. So he just barks and barks and barks and barks because everyone's around him. And the barista and like, then your Trenta order.
The barista's like, how did I get here?
The barista's like, every time, like really bothered by all the barking, they can't put a thought together.
Oh, this dog. Is he okay?
Like every time, like he stops and the barista's like, okay. And then he, for 1 second, goes by and then he's like, woof, woof, and keeps she's going like, again.
And she flinches every single time.
Yeah. She's like, oh my God. Like oh my really God, can't, you know, some people just can't handle a dog barking.
They go like, they tense up and they just go. Ugh.
Yeah. She's really bothered.
And then they go, and then when they cut to Trenta, it's just the Trenta and there's no noise. And you just hear the occasional like ice shift in the Trenta. It's like driven. Then by the end of it, it's fully
sweating and all the ice is melted. It's just a Trenta in a puddle.
The puddle just starts dripping off the table.
What do you think, Trenta? Dale Mercer, show or no?
Fan fave or...
Stupid.
Fan fave or no wave?
Fan fave or stay in a cave?
Trenta. Click, click, click. And then by the end of it, the barista's like, this is dripping everywhere. And it's like by the end of
it, the barista
like,
slips in it. And then she
it's like
gets
that
up.
Brown murk where like the water separates.
The water is up.
And the coffee's below.
And
then I go, as above, so below.
What do you think, Tony? And he's like, bah, 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 like fully like flipping out.
And one of my guests is like, my therapist.
He's late. Again.
So I want to talk about why you were late again.
Yeah. You're like, any minute now, he'll be here.
I stick my...
Just I hold up. Hold, please. And then 20 minutes goes by of you just smiling at the camera, waiting for your therapist. And then finally, like, shuffles onto the stage.
And we have, like, a literal two-minute conversation. Yeah. I go, okay, that's the show.
That's the show.
Tune in next week for Carrie Lately. Over the shoulder.
Greenlit.
Greenlit.
I'd watch.
Pilot.
At least a pilot.
At least a pilot. I can fill a small taping room. No brainer.
How hard is it? I'll be there.
All of my friends.
All of your friends. Yeah.
You'll be front row.
I'll go, woo!
You'll go,
woo! Woo! To everything everyone says.
Woo!
Woo! Tony! Woo! Woo! Love you, Tony!
Yeah, Trenta.
Yeah, Trenta. I see you, bitch.
You're the house DJ.
I'm just on the turntables, yeah. But like you can tell that I'm not actually DJing anything.
He's like back on a commercial break.
I just push play on something, yeah. And then just like jam.
I mean, that's what Ellen has a DJ.
Does she?
Yeah.
They just like my hand is always above whatever it is. Like, yeah. I never am actually making contact with anything.
And you have like one headphone on and you're just like.
Yeah, I play like I'm DJing.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while I weigh in with a woo!
And there's a shot
woo!
Of. There's at the end of the episode, it's a shot of the Trenta on the moving record on the spin, the spin disc. And it's just, it's like the water spilling onto everything. And it's like, Carrie Lately brought to you by the Trenta.
Starbucks, are you listening? We have a show for you.
SponCon.
SponCon, baby.
Anyways,
so Dale Mercer, fan favorite, deserves her own show.
She does.
She is the gem. Like, she's a gem. Is she single? Is she dating? Should I date her?
You should.
Would she have me?
Would you have me, Dale?
Dale, would you have me?
Would you date Dale?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like kind of like a Holland Taylor.
A total Holland Taylor, Sarah Paulson moment. That would be really chic.
They're like one of my favorite couples.
They're the best couple. They're iconically coupled up. I would love to walk, nothing more than to walk a red carpet on Dale's arm.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you seen Sarah Paulson? One time Dale tweeted about like some, like, how do I get this on my phone to work or something, and it was like I think it was like something that was like kind of obvious, but she, and then Sarah Paulson just tweeted, honey, dot, dot, dot.
Sarah,
sassy.
I'd go,
what can I help you with?
Don't you talk to my girlfriend like that. Don't you talk to my girl like that. I'd start beef
on
Twitter with Sarah over her treatment of my girlfriend Dale. I'd go mask if that's what Dale wanted.
I'm into it.
I don't have private jets, but
you got a podcast.
I have a bunch of podcasts.
She has a platform.
I have a platform.
You give her own spinoff.
I'd give her better flowers than that guy did.
You would.
We would go on a better date than walking around a park.
You take her to like Malibu.
Yeah, I'd take her to the Country Mart.
Yeah.
I'd take her to Nobu.
She would love Nobu.
She would love Nobu.
She would.
She really would.
I want to go to the Calabasas. The Calabasas.
Let's go to the Calabasas.
I just want to see where they live.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just drive by really quick?
I'd take her to La Scala. She would love La Scala. And we could go eat dinner at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, I love that.
And she just gets toasted.
Yeah. I go, honey, do you want another? Should we get another bottle?
Yeah.
She goes, oh, I think so.
Oh, you're spoiling me.
I go, anything for my girl.
You go like this. Another round?
We'll take one more.
One more bottle.
One more bottle, please.
I'll have a martini, but she'll have the bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then I just caress her.
Yeah.
And then just lean in and kiss.
And she goes, oh, 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 oh.
And I go, you're so cute, baby.
And the waitress comes by, the waiter, waitress comes by, and they're pouring the wine, and you go, isn't she great?
Yeah.
Isn't she beautiful?
Don't you just love her? What's not to love? Isn't she gorgeous? I'm glad that fur is no longer...
I love you going, she's great.
Isn't she great?
You change your Facebook status?
In a relationship with Dale Mercer.
Serious. Oh, honey, do it. It'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
I'll be in a relationship with you on Twitter.
What do you think about You and I making it official on Facebook.
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
I think it's fun.
Oh, thank you for humoring me. Why am I turning into so sincere in this relationship? I'm the most sincere I've ever My mask energy is just like a calm, cool, collected man.
just like this.
It's just so even keeled. It's a no. It's,
you gotta go to the bathroom. All right, I'll wait out here. I'll be out there. I'll go wait outside.
You need to use the restroom?
Go use the ladies' room.
By all means, take your time.
Take your time. I'll be out here. And then you smoke cigarettes like this. What's that? Yeah. Out here on a date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, date night.
Is this problematic?
Taking my lady to dinner. I don't think so. Because I literally would date Dale.
I'm into it.
I'd be the woman she wants me to be.
She'd be the woman you want her to be.
She already is.
She already is.
I go, you already are. You don't need to change anything.
Hey.
I go, baby.
Dale. Oh!
Babe, she gets so drunk at dinner.
And you just
I love it. She's so funny when she's like this. I say to the waiter. Yo, baby, never change. Let's get you home.
And then you drop her off at her hotel.
I do. And I kiss.
You walk her to the door.
I walk her to the door. I say, I had so much fun tonight.
I wish everyone listening could see the look on Laura's face. She's looking right. She's like, looks right into your soul. I had a great night.
I can't even do it. Maybe that's my energy.
Hey.
Hey.
You go like a, you literally
I
go
do.
Like,
I go, hey. Hey. Because she would be at that point maybe a little bit nervous. You know, yeah. Dale gets a little nervous and flustered. Yeah. And I go, hey, hey. I had a great time tonight.
Baby.
Baby.
And then you get back in your car and you go like this, and Dale's just kind of like, ooh, like
she kind of trips going into her apartment.
She's like,
that was a good date. She says to herself.
She says to the concierge,
yeah.
And then you hear a honk. She hears a honk, and the concierge goes, "Ride's here." And she goes, "I'll just go take a peek." And she looks outside, and she goes, and you go like this. Hey.
Hey.
Yeah? I just wanted to take another look at you. And Dale goes,
I totally am the Bradley to her Jackson. Gaga. I'm fucking Jackson.
She's
Maine,
Allie. Maine.
And she's Allie.
Next day you pick her up.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
I just want to take another look at you. She shakes her boobs at me. I'm all about Dale's tits. She goes,
She goes, ooh.
She goes,
ooh. That was, she goes back in. She goes, now that was a date.
Now that was a date.
And she goes to the hotel lobby bar and like, has a nightcap.
Yeah, has a nightcap.
That was just, you know, some of those nights where you just like, it's like you're another person. You're just living in a, it's like an alternate, like, what if I had just done that?
A great date with someone who appreciates you.
Someone who appreciates
makes you. Makes you feel like a beautiful woman.
Makes you feel like the woman that you see inside yourself, but sometimes other people don't see.
By the time she gets up to her room, it's 1 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like 2:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But I've sent tons of flowers, had them just put all in her room. And the card goes, hey, gorgeous.
And then I come out of nowhere and I'm like the woman in Star Wars Born who's like, hey, Allie, it's, do you remember? that the what's her name? Gail? Gail. Hey, Allie, I'm Gail. Like, you're coming with me.
Oh, yeah.
She picks her up. I go, hey, Dale.
Hey, Dale, I'm Carrie. You're coming with me.
You're coming with me. And then I go, come on. And then I go, do you have, here are your lanyards and your badges. And Dale's like, lanyards, badges.
Badges, I'm looking at your...
You'll see. Come on. And I lead her down the hallway, and I open up the door, and there's literally, on the roof of the hotel, there's a helicopter.
And it's me. At the wheel, I've learned how to fly a helicopter.
You did Trinity, like, where she's like...
full Trinity glasses. I'm wearing, like, all leather outfit.
No, but you, like, downloaded how to...
Oh, yeah. I am, like, 100%
learned. Uploaded.
Yeah. Uploaded helicopter skills. Yeah.
And I go, come right this way, Dale.
She goes, my word.
She goes, who are you again? And I go, I'm just a friend. And I walk away. And you...
I take her on another date.
You go, you ready? And Dale's like, oh, it's a little late. At this time, it's like 3.
It's 3 a.m.
And Dale's like, I kind of need to go to bed. And you're
I'm
like...
very tired.
And you go, baby.
Baby, where we're going, you can sleep all day if that's what you want.
Can you hear the eagles?
Where do I take her?
You go to like Salinas or Carmel.
Oh my god, I would love to take her to Carmel. It's a full circle Big Little Lies moment.
I take her
to the Ventana Inn. I go, Big Sur, baby, do you like it?
Big Sur for a big miss.
I love how dramatic it is here. Nature crashing up against the mountains.
Dale.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's
it
so beautiful.
Me of you. It reminds me of you.
At this point, Dale's like...
Dale's like fully... She's so hungover. She's hungover within an inch of her life. She can't drink like that all night and then go on a helicopter?
She's altitude sick.
I go, baby, you just sleep.
There. And Dale wakes up and it's like 5 p.m. and she's like... Oh...
Oh my, I just must have drank too much. I go, don't worry, baby. I have a full lobster dinner ready for her.
I go, hey, Dale.
Hey, Dale, it's me again.
It's me again. And I have like,
You have a headphone.
Yeah, I have a handleless mic. Mm-hmm. like Janet Jackson.
You're always just like rolling calls.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Dale, so come on out here. We have a buffet ready for you. And you're like, who are you? I'm just like your assistant.
You're my assistant. And then Dale and I have a beautiful weekend in Big Sur.
And then...
We get married after that. It's quick and fast, but you can't deny love.
And then Tinsley's your stepdaughter.
Then Tinsley's my stepdaughter.
Dogwood Dabney.
Dogwood Dabney.
You're at dinner, Tinsley's like, I'm really happy you and
I'm
your
happy for you, mommy, she says.
And Dabney goes,
What about you, Dab?
And I go, hi, Dabney, this is Carrie. Hi, so we're gonna have you come with this. And then I take Dabney away.
You like have to like declaw her.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise she'll fucking destroy me.
I'm like,
she's a tough nut.
I send her to boarding school in Switzerland.
Yeah. We send Dogwood Dabney away.
Yeah.
Back to Palm Beach, you go.
Yeah. I send her on a walkabout. On an Amtrak. I take her to Grand Central and I send her on an Amtrak to Palm Beach.
Yeah.
From New York.
A
one-way ticket.
You're like, it's a one-way ticket, as though she can't come back. She's like, how will I get back? And you're like, it's a one-way. I don't know. You have to find your own way back, Dabs. Dabney.
I love, what about you, Dab?
What about you, Dab?
What do you think of this? What about you, Dab?
Dabney, please be nice to Lara. Please.
Dabney, this is, for the first time since your father,
I've found love. Someone who cares about me.
Who wants to woo me. Can't you see that?
Who takes care of my every need. And I am happy, truly happy for the first time in years, Dabney.
And then you turn and go, hear that, Dab?
Hear that, Dabney?
Yeah, I'm your stepmother.
Thanks, baby. I put my hand on hers. I'm
your stepmother now.
And make full eye contact with Dabney.
Did you ever see that really quick and then we should go back? It was this viral tweet. This gay kid who was like 18 or like 17 or 18 was like, I think he was 18, but he was like, my best friend, I liked this guy, and then my best friend, who's a girl, stole him from me. And he goes, but I got the last laugh. And then he posted a photo of him on a date with her father.
Solid.
And he sent another tweet and said, hi, stepdaughter. And it's just a picture of him going.
I love that. I'm always looking to be, I'm very much in the market to be a stepmother.
You'd be a good stepmother.
That is so appealing to me.
Because you know, you've had like experience yourself, like being a stepdaughter.
Yeah. And I know I would be like the best stepmom. And I would even more so love to be a stepmom to someone who is older than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
The ultimate challenge.
Like, what's her face? Catherine McPhee.
Yeah.
With the Foster sisters.
Mm-hmm. The sisters Foster.
They're like BFF on Instagram.
They love her.
They're like cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
How many times has he been married?
A lot.
Like five?
Maybe.
He's like Bluebeard.
Was Bluebeard a like continual marrier? Bluebeard the pirate?
No, Bluebeard was a... He was, it's like that ghost story about the girl who gets married off to this old man named Bluebeard, and he's had many wives, but they've all died, and she gets, her family marries her off to him, and then he gives her, he's always away, and they live in this huge palace, and he's like, this is a key to every single room in the house, except one door, you can't go back. And she's like, okay. And then one day, curiosity gets the best of her, and she takes the key to that room. She opens the door, and there's... all his wives are in there, and he's like killed all of them.
Okay.
And then she drops the key and gets blood all over the key, and so she has to like wipe it all off before he comes home. And then she gets saved by a Hawkeye.
Wow.
But I'm not saying David Foster is Bluebeard, but it's like he has a
Bluebeard energy. Yeah.
The Bluebeard of Malibu.
The Bluebeard of Malibu.
I mean, he's had five wives, I think.
How many of them have lime? Maybe that's his Bluebeard tactic.
Anyways,
think about it.
Well, I love that journey.
I love...
You and Dale.
Me and Dale for life. What would we our couple name be?
Lael.
Dars Marie.
Dara. Dars Marie.
Dale's Marie.
Dale's Marie.
Lars Mercer.
Lars Mercer. What if you just
change my name to Lara Marie Mercer? Or maybe she would become Dale Marie Shane Halls.
Mercer.
Dale you Shane Halls. Dale Shane Mercer Hall. Shane Halls.
Shane Halls Mercer.
Dale Shane Halls Mercer.
Dale would be like, I want to have my name just at the end. I think it's a nice bookend.
Baby, say no more. I agree.
You're completely accommodating.
Everything she says, I say yes.
Like, and not in like a people-pleasing way. You're just so level.
I just want her to be happy.
That's
happy
what you
wife,
want?
Happy life.
You say that a lot to waiters.
She to anyone.
Happy
apropos
wife.
Of nothing.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
Tinsley's your stepdaughter and Dabney. And your assistant sends Dabney on a one-way
Amtrak.
And every time she tries to
Tinsley's
come back.
Like, be careful on the train. Oh,
you
no,
know
you're
about
going
me
on
the
train. You're going on the train alone?
The locomotive.
Make sure you have a man to carry all your bags. Good luck, Dabney.
Good luck.
I'll see you. I don't know when I'll see you, but...
Good luck, Dabney.
I'll see you soon.
See you back in Virginia.
Dabney would get so mad. She'd plot revenge on me.
Yeah, very slowly.
Very slowly. But years from now, there would be a fight to the death that may break Dale and I apart. Depending on who goes. Either one of us will die.
Finish him.
And finish him.
You have to worry about that.
Dabney will reconnect with Alex Ozapow and then they will hatch their plan
against you,
against me, of how to destroy me once and for all. And then Dabney and I will have a showdown.
Will Dab kill me?
I think so.
She rips my spine.
She literally rips your skull off your head with your spine.
She goes, Wah! It's like Predator.
And then like your body is still kind of standing there, like waving around because she does it so fast.
I'm like a car wash, like and car dealership, like
as a whip to just like, she's like, and like slaps your body and you fall to the ground. Your headless body, you're just like kind of wavering.
Dog with Dabney goes, ha! Like blood pouring out of her mouth.
Yeah.
And she's coming for you.
She's coming for
Look
me.
Look out.
I'm terrified.
And I send you a video. This is insane.
This is wild. You've gone off the rails in the past. You ain't seen nothing.
I send you a video and I'm like, hey, Laura.
Hey, Laura.
It's me.
Up.
So
911. Like, Dabney.
If you're getting this video, it means I didn't make it. I've known Dabney was plotting revenge on me for a while. So just in case, I had tried to help you out a little in a little scavenger hunt. And it's like, I send you on like this like way to, I like find this way to protect you because I've like been planning.
You've been planning this for years, for like 20 years. It's a 20-year lab. Dale and I are happily married. She's well into her 90s.
I still have my walk by.
You still have.
Yeah.
You're just like committed to the job.
Yeah. And I'm going like this.
Step one.
Step one. Walk to the Midtown. Step two. Go to Panera. Step three.
Get the broccoli cheddar soup.
Get the broccoli cheddar soup.
Get the broccoli cheddar soup in a bread bowl. Your fave. It is. You know that because you're my assistant.
Your fave.
Your and fave.
If I'm not going to lie, mine too.
We all know it's delicious.
Yeah. Get a Pepsi while you're at it. Pepsi tastes better with Panera bread soup in a bread bowl.
Oh, it yum. Does. I go, it does. He's right. It does, I say, just to the air.
I go. Then, step three.
Step three.
Take yourselves down to Bloomingdale's. And you're like,
what?
What?
You're like, go on a shopping spree.
Go on a shopping spree. Then?
You've hidden, like, a gun with silver bullets.
Yeah.
I hit the Bloomingdale's dressing room.
I hit, like, a grenade launcher in the Bloomingdale's dressing room. Fourth door on the left. Can't miss it.
A full, like, over the shoulder. Yeah.
And there's like...
Just like rounds of ammunition. Yeah.
Magazines.
Yeah. You go like, time for you to get dressed. Fashion, am I right? And then I go in there and it's like I'm fully loaded up with like every weapon I need to fight Dogwood Dabney.
And I go, step six.
And Alex.
Step six. And then I go, avenge me.
Never forget what we've done together.
Never forget. My legacy. You're like,
a single tear rolls down my face and I just wipe it away.
And then you go, and then you and Dabney meet.
Then Dabney and I meet.
You meet in
on like the roof of
the Dream Hotel.
The Dream Hotel.
In the meatpacking district.
It's raining, lightning and thundering. And we fight to the death. I think, I don't know who kills whom, but one thing's for sure is that it kills Dale.
Mm-hmm.
She dies of heartbreak. Either one of her girls goes and she can't take it, or her main girl goes
and
she can't take that either.
And then like,
my heart is broken.
My heart is broken, Tinsley. Tinsley says.
Tinsley goes, it's okay, mommy.
It's okay, mommy.
I'm here for you, mommy.
I'm here.
She goes, it's not enough. It's then, just not enough.
And then as her heart is breaking and she's like ready to perish, you walk in the door and you sit down, take off your, you know, all your ammunition, everything. And Dale goes, oh. She's back. And you go, told you I'd be back, baby.
I'd never leave you, baby.
Just want to take another look at you.
I'd do anything for you. Even kill your daughter. But she can't take it. If Dabney's gone, it's too late. It's a real Shakespearean tragedy.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The story of Dale.
The story of Dale. Dale's Marie.
Dale's Marie. Lale's Marie. Dale's Marie.
Dale Shanos Mercer.
Mortimer. You change your name. You
Damn
literally.
It. I'm keep.
You change your name to Tinsley Mortimer.
I changed my last name to Mortimer, and that's not even Dale's last name.
Tinsley's like, you know, I think it's kind of weird though that you changed your last name to Mortimer. And you're just
we're
like,
family.
We're family now.
We're family now.
Topper's my stepson. Tinsley's like, no, we haven't been married in a decade.
I get on the you should get back with Topper train.
Yeah, you start. Oh, and Tinsley's like, oh my God.
She's like, I can't, nothing I do. I can't escape.
Anyway.
Wow.
Parallel reality.
I hope you guys liked that.
I do too. So,
Paul and Tommy.
Yeah. They meet. In Central Park.
In Central Park on a bridge.
Paul looks cold.
He's freezing cold.
It looks so frigid out.
He's now hungover, but like, I don't think he's as like sick as he was like during his previous hangover.
Oh, when he was shopping.
And it was like, it was like a real like shits and pukes kind of hangover. Mm-hmm. This one is just like, this is just like he's darked out by himself and like is having one of those days where it's like you've drank so much the night before, but you wake up and you're weirdly like not hungover.
Yeah, because you're like, and you're just like, I need to reevaluate some things.
Yeah,
it's like, and it's like I used to have those where I'd literally just wake up and go and be like, I'm sober.
Yeah, and then be like,
I have remorse,
anxious all day.
Yeah,
just like an anxious.
Just dread.
Foreboding.
It's a feeling of dread.
Yeah.
It's like genuine, just like this. That was like my waking state for years. Was just like dread. Something's coming.
Yeah.
Like I've done something and I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Or in Paul's case in this moment, the other moccasin.
The other Sperry. And so he's just like hunched on the staircase with his like little quilted jacket.
He's not wearing socks.
So it looks like his feet are cold. Yeah.
But maybe the cold actually feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It's gray. He's like, he's about to have a reckoning.
He's about to have a reckoning on camera with Tommy.
Porn star scandal rocking the society of New York.
Yeah.
So Tommy comes walking up. He's like, Paul's like, his eyes look like they're red. Like he's been crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
You said that you thought Tommy had gotten his lips done. Do you stand by that?
They looked plump.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to accuse anyone of modification, but
you know, Erica Jane, I hate when people ask what work have you had done.
What work have I done? I'm planning on getting PRP on my head and
love,
probably Botox in
love.
My later 30s.
Live, laugh, love, inject.
I have no shame, but it looks like he's had a little bit of...
Yeah, and also he's just like, this is like peak annoying Tommy. He's like, yeah. Paul! He's like dry crying, yeah. And then he walks like to like squeeze a tear out.
He walks, literally he's like a mile away. They're in that giant clearing in the middle of Central Park with that lake. I forget what that's called with the
pavilion. Bridge, yeah.
And you just hear him from like half a mile away go, Paul!
Paul!
Paul's like, Tommy comes walking up and he's just like, hi, Paul. And Paul's like, hi, Tommy. You know, obviously I'm really sorry that you had to learn from, you know, guest of a guest
that I made out with someone, but like, I didn't go home. We didn't go home together.
Which is a lie.
Like,
but I applaud
it's
him.
Whatever.
I applaud him for just flat
out. Gotta do what you gotta do.
And Tommy's like, and Tommy goes, you know, and then I, like, everything's a drama with you, Paul, and then I have to see on the internet that you're, like, making out with like some porn star. I mean, what is that, Paul? I'm like, what is that? Is that Paul was out, he saw a hot guy in a trucker hat, and he wanted to kiss a boy because you left him at a party.
Yeah, so... And he just happened to be a porn star, which is actually very cool.
And, like, not at all shameful. And you're, like, so boring.
He goes, I'm humiliated. I'm humiliated.
I'm humiliated, Paul. And Paul. You can see Paul kind of like...
Paul's like...
What? Thank you. Like, thank you for...
Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Paul's like...
Okay, Tommy.
Yeah. I what a terrible thing to say. I'm humiliated.
Like, at what part are you humiliated?
Yeah. You guys aren't even, like, officially dated. You guys dated for, like,
10 seconds.
Were they even, like, fully boyfriends?
No.
I mean, Paul did refer to him as my boyfriend.
Maybe. Because I met your mother. Do you know what that means? You and me meet your mother.
He says it like that.
Yeah.
And Paul's like, yeah, I did. I set it up.
I was like, I had to get that direct deposit somehow.
I had to get that 10 grand somehow.
Yeah. I wonder if Paul still got like the 16K wired to him for traveling with Tommy. Because.
You know what? I bet his mom was like, you know what, Paul, take that money and just.
You go travel by yourself.
Yeah. How about that?
How about you have a reflective travel journey, or better yet, why don't you stay here and just enjoy it?
But if you're going to go by yourself. His loss. Mm-hmm. She fully was like, that is his loss.
His loss.
Yeah. If he can't handle a little heat, then he can't be with you because you're the sun, baby.
Mm-hmm. She is so supportive.
He's like, Mom, I'm embroiled in a porn star scandal. She goes, oh, wow.
Oh. Wow. Oh, okay.
All right. I love you, honey.
I love you. Just want to make sure you're on the right track. Okay, Mom. I keep thinking of Paul in the bar going to Devorah.
I'm like drowning, sitting up.
Everyone needs to just like go to episode 8. Is that in YouTube?
Like 9 minutes in.
Fast forward to when there's just a moment where Paul is talking to Devorah and just like shifting back.
It almost feels like they're not. They're like. It almost feels like they're not actually. They're like play fighting.
They're play fighting.
And he's literally just going.
His body.
If there was no sound, you would just hear the Devorah going. And Paul is like animatronic. It's a small
they're
world.
Like Chuck E. Cheese.
Devorah's going. And Paul's going.
Just shifting and back and forth with his hands out.
And then they're moving their mouths.
Yeah. They're full blown Chuck E. Cheese characters.
So Paul's like, oh, okay. Like, Tommy, I'm really sorry. Like, I really like you. I haven't felt this way about anyone, like, in a really long time. Like, can you just accept me and all of my messiness and like that I'm flawed and I'm a person and I'm human and I'm going through things, but I'm a genuine good heart deep down and you're boring and you should be lucky. He didn't say this.
Yeah. But basically
he's like, you're boring and you should be lucky to be with me. And like, I'm a spark.
Yeah.
I'm a spark plug.
And Tommy's like, I am humiliated. I'm humiliated.
And then he goes, we're done. We are done, Paul.
I'm done.
I'm done. I can't handle this drama anymore. I can't handle it, Paul. That's literally what he's...
That is exactly what he sounds like.
I can't handle this drama anymore. It's just constant. Like, I'm so... And Paul's just like...
Paul's like, ugh.
I think in that moment, Paul was like... This guy is Paul's like, actually not cheek.
I need a drink.
You can see Paul being like, wait, this guy's like actually fucking sucks.
Yeah, this guy sucks ass.
And then Tommy goes, bye, Paul. Bye. And he just leaves him in Central Park.
It's like, okay, your classic move,
yeah,
Tommy.
What a class guy. Classy guy. Class act.
And so Tommy like storms off. Oh, they also were like shady to him and his like cry on. They called him a romance novel cover model.
That was amazing.
It was amazing.
I felt like that was the producers being like, we're going to throw Paul a bone.
Yeah. They're like, after we blew up his fucking life by printing out a photo that we took of him and giving it to Guest of a Guest, we'll give him this one win.
Yeah. And they also, I think as they were all watching that, all of the crew, not only was Paul going, about Tommy, I think everyone on set was going, this guy sucks.
Yeah. One of the producers walked up to Paul afterwards and was like, don't worry about him. He fucking sucks.
Yo, he sucks.
He sucks.
Fuck that guy. Some straight guy.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy,
dude. That guy sucks. And Paul's like, I know. He just couldn't handle it. And he's like, don't worry. We got you.
Yeah.
And then they added that in.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
It was a good little...
The least they could do.
Least they could do. So that's the end of Paul.
So that's the end of Paul. That's Paul's like wrap up. Then we have the final scene of the entire High Society series is Tinsley
going to Calypso.
Yeah. Stumbling into Calypso with two huge shopping bags full of her little ruffly handbags.
Her Samantha Tavisa.
Samantha Thavasana. What is that?
Thavasana?
Samantha Thavasa?
Is that like a yoga thing?
I have no,
like,
it's
I found
not.
Some Zen in my post-divorce.
Like, was
no,
it a line
did you
that
say,
she...
No, it's not.
No. It's not like a... You're thinking Savasana.
Oh, Savasana.
But it's like Thavasa, Samantha Thavasa or something like that.
Maybe it's
anyways,
like a whatever.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if
it
she
came
just
to me in a dream.
Designed for like that line, but it was like a capsule collection for that line.
I think so. Anyway, so Tinsley walks in. It's like supposed to be the big wrap-up moment, and it's literally just
her
Tinsley
putting handbags
on a shelf,
on
and
a
they're
shelf.
All really
each one uglier than the next.
They all are really bad. Like, I'm not like a connoisseur of handbags, but like they're fucking idiots.
You couldn't even get anyone ironically to carry them. They're so ugly. There's not one of those that I thought, hey, maybe.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Want me to buy one of those?
Like, not even for my girlfriend / wife, Dale, would I carry one of Tinsley's handbags
and
pretend.
Fucking Dale would be caught dead carrying one of Tinsley's
Dale
capsule
goes,
collection.
We're in bed one night, and she goes, I have to tell you something, Lara. And I go,
anything.
Is it about Tinsley's handbags? And she goes, ooh, poor Tinsley.
Poor
Tinsley. Handbags are so ugly. Oh, there, I said it. And I go, baby.
You know what?
I knew that.
Can I tell you another secret?
Yes. Anything.
I wear the handbags often when I go to leave from where I've met Tinsley. I wear the handbag out. And as soon as I get into whatever car I'm in, I trade it in for my real one.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I can't be caught dead wearing that.
You're a good mother.
Other than that, 2 feet radius between that restaurant and that car.
Mm-mm. Get that handbag away from me.
Get that handbag away from me.
So Tinsley puts her handbags on the shelf.
She's
and
like,
then
it's been a really crazy year.
She goes, it's a crazy year, and I've decided to name my bags after some people that mean a lot to me. And then she's like, this one is called the Alex. This one is called the Paul.
This one is called the Dabney.
This one's the Dabney. And finally,
and this one
away
is
from
Dale.
The other one.
She has one for
oh,
Dale.
She has one for Dale, of and course. Goes,
and then finally, away from all
the
other
ones. On its own is the Devora.
And it's, might I add, that it's also the cheapest.
So shafted from this roster is fucking Jules Kirby.
Yeah, where's the fucking
where's
Jules?
Where's the Jules? At that point, Jules had been, I really think Jules, that was the double.
In the bar?
Yeah.
The flannel.
I really think
it's the upload of the video is kind of grainy, so it's hard to really.
I really
see.
Think it was just like a random like blonde person.
Okay, I'm with you. That might be the double
because Paul.
Because there has been no other point in this where we have said, "Wow, that may or may not be Jules Kirby," but she didn't even speak in this episode.
Is that who I think it is?
Is that who I think it is? And it's a girl that's terrified. She's like, ah! And
what
it's like.
What
kind
is he
of looks like,
is that who I think it is?
Is that who I think it is?
And he goes,
wish I had a vagina so I could kill all these bitches. You don't need a vagina to do that.
So Jules gets shafted, and then Tinsley literally walks out of the store.
Tinsley
and then,
goes, she goes, and thinking about everything, it's been a crazy year. But
thinking about everything, they do a flash of her with Constantine, her with that hot...
Oh, that hot, model. Like, remember him?
He's like a bar owner.
His, like,
and then
perfect ass.
The best.
Brian Mazza.
And then a shot of her and Casimir.
Yeah.
And she goes,
But my heart
is still with Topper. And then she goes,
and she walks out onto the street and like kind of just like strut stomps like away.
And she's like mid sentence, and literally it just cuts.
The last sentence, she just goes, "I really don't know what's going to happen," and then it's over. The end.
Fade to black.
Yeah.
Fade to a hard cut.
Like, if that isn't the most existential ending to anything.
It's like The Sopranos.
It is The Sopranos. This had a full-blown Sopranos ending.
I don't really know what's going to happen. She's like, I really don't know what's going to happen. Pull the plug.
Yeah, the end.
Production stopped. They couldn't even afford... I don't think they could even afford to do
like, credits. End credits.
They spent the whole credits budget on that announcer.
They spent the whole credits budget on the announcer from The Bachelor. They're in the process of getting like sued by Jules' whole family.
They had to pay for a sconce. They had to pay for a sconce.
They pay for two sconces.
Two sconces. They had to pay for this like photo shoot with Devorah.
They had to like do SponCon for Rock of Ages. They had to make up the budget. They had to pay like for the extra 3 hours in the airport on the runway waiting for like Devorah to get approved.
Oh wait, we didn't talk about Devorah's meltdown.
Oh my god, yeah.
Okay, so right before the Paul stuff, we cut back to St. Croix. Devorah's
fresh off of her photo shoot, she's in a van living, like six strangers.
Well, first, on the beach, Daniela comes up to her and she's like, Daniela at this point is like, kind of wants to troll her a little.
Yeah, she's like, you trolled me, now I'm trolling you. She goes, she's like, and that's Brazil.
That's what we do in Brazil.
That's what we do in Brazil.
We troll. You troll me, I troll back twice.
You troll me, I come back with a double troll. That's Brazil, baby.
Brazil, baby.
Poor Devorah. I go, that's Brazil, baby.
That's Brazil, baby. That's what they do there. Don't mind it.
Whenever I'm with Dale, I sit like this. That's Brazil, baby.
Hey, that's Brazil, baby.
Hey, baby, that's Brazil for you.
So Danielle walks up to her and she goes, ooh, looks like a really bad article about you came out. She goes, see? And she shoves the screen.
See?
Devorah's like, what? And Gawker, she sees the Gawker page six up, and Devorah's like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God. And then they cut to her in the car. She's sitting in a bikini and with a wet towel. Like,
she's fully like wet from the sea.
Yeah. She's like, and she's just sitting going, oh my God. It says I want to be a wannabe socialite. I don't even want to be a socialite.
Anything, like, why can't they just accept me for me? And everyone wants to be so mean.
She goes, could it hurt people to just be nice? Like, why does everyone have to be so mean? And you see literally everyone in the van, like, Danielle is just like,
Danielle is like kind of stroking her hair a little bit.
She's like, oh baby,
Danielle's reaching over another man who's just sitting there looking straight ahead.
The photographer.
Then there is like a full other fully dressed man next to Devorah. There's like 18 people in this car. And she's just working herself into like a fake frenzy.
And she's just like, I don't even want to be anything. I want to be nothing. I literally want to remove myself from my body.
I want to just be a soul in the universe, like just floating around.
I want to be an orb. That's literally my full goal. Did you know that, Daniela? Remember I told you that? Like, I just want to like literally take my skin off, like it's a suit, and just be an orb that floats above my body and floats above all others,
and just like be a ray of light, like,
and just be a ray of light.
She does the thing where you just like are crying and like shaking your head.
Yeah, she goes, I've actually like honestly I've signed up for cryogenic freezing, and like I plan to upload. If that happens, then it happens.
Like, I don't really, like, want to be in a body. Like, yes. I just am a spirit.
I'm a spirit. I'm coming out right now as just a spirit. Like, I am just, like, I am not meant to be. I am nothing. I'm not a socialite. I am an orb.
I'm just, like, colors. Any color on the spectrum. Like, Roy G. Biv. Like... anything, like it's science, like that's just what I am. It's literally just like physics, science. It's just like force of nature. And I don't understand why people can't just be nice.
They can't accept me. They can't accept my many colors and all of my hues. It's just really, really, really hard to be me in this world.
Devorah is like a force of nature.
She is.
Yeah, she is. We nailed, you nailed what her essence is.
But like,
she's just energy.
But like, that's the end of Devorah.
Yeah.
What a terrible, like, she
did not. Horrible arc of a season.
She did not sign up for that shit.
No. Was she came on the scene, said, I am the editor of a magazine and I like have done XYZ, have put Nicole Kidman on the cover twice.
She got a corset.
She got to wear Nicole Kidman's corset. She tried to confront Tinsley, who she was convinced like snubbed her. Tinsley said, we were never friends. Like
Tinsley's mother said, you were never friends.
Her friend's mom said,
Tinsley's friends,
you're not friends with my daughter. Then Tinsley said, we were never friends.
Then Alex says, you were never friends.
Yeah. And then Paul, you cry in the street.
Then Paul yells at you.
Hair, walkabout hair.
Jules Kirby
literally calls you like transphobic slurs. And then you go shoot your swimsuit thing. You give a fake name. You get trolled by the entire universe that realizes your name is Deborah. And then
you get held up at Teterboro Airport.
Disaster.
You cause like a security breach at the Teterboro Airport.
And then you weep openly in a van.
In a bikini.
For a bikini line that no one's ever heard of and no one even knows exists. And then that's your entire life on the show. Paul at least had like a very entertaining.
Paul was
a breath of fresh air.
Paul was great. I think Tommy, he was too good for Tommy all along.
Too good for Tommy.
I think he was too good for all these people.
Yeah.
Tinsley, obviously, like, loved Tins.
Loved Tins. And now we know where she is. Yeah, she got to like continue her legacy.
Tinsley got her redemption.
Yeah, she did.
Now she's like legit famous. She's like,
if at first you don't succeed, try again.
And go on another reality show.
Go on Roni.
And pretend like you weren't on another reality show.
Yeah.
This one.
Alex is just like, I think
I looked her up on Facebook. Jules, as we know.
Jules, we all know what happened to her.
Allegedly, we won't say anything. Dabney is just like makes occasional cameos on Roni, and Dale is just the fucking coolest person.
Dale just like had her daughter's back, ride or die, would do literally anything for her girls.
Paid off.
She did a lot of important research in the library. She confronted Dale was truly the breakout star of this whole
She scene. Was.
She looked stunning in that dress when she like confronted Casimir. She went on a date where a guy literally flew on a private jet to
make
meet
out
her,
with her
and make out with her.
In public. And then
had tea with her girls.
She
lived every dream.
She did. She got to go to parties. She got to watch like people embarrass themselves. She got to confront someone who was bullying her daughter and tell them that like they were wrong and small for doing that.
Yeah.
Like every mother's dream.
She got to make up with Tinsley in Newport and they really had a heart to heart where they understood each other a little bit better.
She had a real arc.
Yeah.
She went from like pushy mother to
just like sweet,
accepting mother.
Accepting lady.
Like never forget. I have a picture, and it's tough.
I have a picture that I think would be a perfect match.
Literally her ex-husband.
It's her ex-husband that she is in the process of divorcing. What happened to the applause?
What happened to the applause? What happened to the laughter? Where's the laughter? Where's the applause?
Dale checked. She literally filmed a scene checking a book out from the library.
About Nazism
and goes, oh my goodness.
She goes,
oh my goodness.
Wow. What did she say?
What a surprise.
What a history.
What a history. she met a private detective.
She met with a PI. She met with a secret, like, rich person genealogist in this stuffy apartment in the Upper East Side. and literally said the
Tom uttered the line,
I'm checking this out. And then
I'm checking this out.
Wow. My, what a history. What a history.
Remember when she told her date, she goes, I don't like Germans.
She goes,
What I meant to say is my daughter is dating a German prince.
He was like, what?
It's like, I'm from Milwaukee.
Yeah. I don't like Germans.
I do not like Germans.
She also chased a prince.
She chased a prince around a gala.
Yeah.
She crashed a gala.
She's
that she
punk.
Was not invited to.
Dale is punk as
punk
fuck.
As fuck. All hail Dale.
Fucking Dale and Paul are the MVPs of this season.
Yeah. They are truly the MVPs.
Paul ripped a sconce off a wall and
two sconces
managed to still be charming.
Yeah. And he's funny.
He's so funny. The walkabout hair.
Walkabout hair and witch hands.
And nice bag, nice hair.
Great bag, nice hair.
Best lines of all time.
Yeah, iconic.
Great bag.
And just like that, the show was over. It came as quickly as it went.
A truly gorgeous entry into
the dregs of the society.
The lexicon.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for High Society.
I'm so grateful for High Society.
I'm grateful
society.
For this journey that we went on together.
Same. It was
and with all of you.
So fun. I'm grateful to all the listeners.
Thank you for your sleuthing and not trolling when we asked you to.
Yeah.
And
y'all are the best.
Thank you to all the people who gave us legal advice.
Yeah.
Thank you to, you know, Eagle Eye reporters snapping photos of Dabney getting her manicure, getting, mm-hmm. you know, just like, it's amazing. Genuinely, it's amazing to like share a love for some obscure shit with like a bunch of people.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
It's quite the community.
I'm grateful to be that I got to be a part of it.
I'm grateful to have you.
You can follow me.
Follow Carrie at eCarrieO.
At Dale Mercer.
At Dale's Tales.
Dale's Tales. Whales and Shales. That's her. She opens a bed and breakfast in Newport, Rhode Island called Dales and Tales.
Dales and Tales.
It's on the wharf. Have you ever been to Newport?
No.
They talk about wharfs a lot there.
Love that.
You can follow moi at eCarrieO.
Follow Carrie. Follow me at Lars Marie. If you want a bonus episode, you can head on over to patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And I'm doing weekly bonus eps. Carrie and I will be back next week.
We have a little surprise.
We have some surprises cooking. So
we might have some surprises for all of you.
There might be a surprise.
There might be a surprise for you coming next week. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. And praise be to the Federation.
We only have the Federation.
We only have the Federation to thank. Thank you so much to the Federation. Together we will prosper.
I'd like to thank the Federation.
I'd like to thank the Federation. That's your clue.
Patricia.
You might have a surprise coming your way.
Maybe. We'll see.
So stay tuned.
Bye.
Love ya.
Love ya.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.